government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very important broadcast lined up for you today, the 9th day of July, 2008. I talked to Governor Ventura from his home this morning. I'll be telling you about that conversation coming up in the next segment. It concerns a fraudulent report by ABC News saying that he had announced for the U.S. Senate. Though I will tell you that it was lined up to have him either way announce that next Tuesday will be the date. I'll just leave it at that. But we'll tell you a little bit more about this controversy. It's very important on the other side, just as a educational example of the dirty tricks that the establishment plays, and all the more reason he needs to run, showing that they are concerned about him. Pat Carmack, the maker of The Money Masters, amazing three-hour-plus film available at Infowars.com about the history of the private banking cartel that owns and runs our society. And they're now fully imploding the currency and the economy so they can have a criminal consolidation. They will be joining us, both Pat Carmack and the narrator, for an hour and a half at noon Central Time today. Then for 30 minutes, Steve Watson, he was taken in by the anti-terror police. As millions of Britons are now, it's all part of the new secret policing system. We don't have to talk about this happening to others. This has happened to me. It's happened to Steve. It's happening to many others. And then Ralph Winterrude, very interesting fellow who's really done some great research into these private mercenary agencies of government. He'll be joining us for his maiden voyage with us. First time he'll be on with us coming up in the fourth hour today. This will also be the first time that we have had the makers of The Money Masters, the preeminent film on the Federal Reserve crime syndicate. Very well done. I remember that sucker was out in 1998. I remember putting it on Access Television, airing it over and over again. That was the four-hour version. It's been cut down to about 3.5 hours. That's on one DVD again. And even if you know all about it, your neighbors, friends, and family don't, get the 1995 film at Infowars.com. But Pat Carmack and others joining us. Okay, huge news today. Really important information that we are going to be going over and covering. There is so much of it that we will be covering after the break. This radio show today is shaping up for one of those that nobody wants to miss, because of the information that is going to be conveyed and covered and relayed in the next 4 hours. Here's some of the news coming up. Ventura, ABC Senate report run a lie, flat-out misrepresentation. He told me that just about an hour and a half ago. Also, the disinfo piece itself from ABC News, Jesse Ventura to run for Senate. Oil rebounds on Iranian missile launch. California town creates parking havens for the growing number of homeless Americans living in their cars. Russia warns U.S. over Czech missile shield, warns military action against U.S. Terror stop for putting my hand in my pocket, Steve Watson. Toddlers who dislike spicy food are racist and are being recorded in the racist terror file. This is London Telegraph. You can't make this up. We are all hardcore crooks now. You're going to spend hardcore time in forced labor camps, ladies and gentlemen, for any reason at all. And if you don't like it, the SWAT teams will gun you down in a pile of a bloody heap. You think I'm joking? This is the hell force that's being released on us. Higher CO2 levels may be good for plants, German scientists report. This is out of the Associated Press. And the French news agency is also reporting on it. This revelation is like saying animals may thrive on oxygen, or fish may like to live in water. But it's a big announcement. CO2 may be good. No. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About 6 months ago, we wrote stories at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com breaking the news that Homeland Security, in their own public reports to Congress, was considering and looking at technologies to have us all wear taser bracelets. This is the new, I mean, that's worse than 1984, worse than Brave New World. I mean, only the prisoners wore those in The Running Man. We would all wear them when getting on airplanes, all guilty until proven innocent. And then the debate within Homeland Security would be, would terrorists be able to take the bracelets off instead of, what type of society is this? Can you trust the government to do that? I mean, how obviously corrupt is this? How ridiculous the government that would push this? They're the threat. And people didn't believe it. They didn't believe it when we posted the company out of Canada pushing it with their little presentation video. They didn't believe it when we posted the Homeland Security links. It's in the Washington Post yesterday. The Washington Post is reporting on it and talking about it and basically copying articles that we wrote and others wrote about it. I mean, it's an anti-taser bracelet story. I mean, I guess the establishment thinks it's not quite time in the Washington Post to tell us how great it is. They're just introducing it to us. Kind of like the Washington Post 6 years ago, I had the writer on for WashTech, their technology section, saying, yes, I've been to technology consortium meetings where they say that they're promoting the body modification and piercing community in television and in movies to prepare the public for microchip implantation. Of course, Aaron Russo said that he met with Nick Rockefeller, and he said the same thing. And then now you see the Washington Post and others reporting that it's great to have implantable chips. So, this is a massive concerted effort to condition you. And then we got Army reports saying they were using the media to condition you to prepare the public for implantation of chips to control you. That's a public Army report, Army War College, declassified in January 7th, 2000, by the Federation of American Scientists. This is not Alex Jones saying this. This is really what they plan to do. And now you hear England announcing 2 weeks ago, BBC reporting, saying it's wonderful that they want to make all prisoners take implantable chips and then all parolees, you see. England's always on the cutting edge of everything tyrannical. So we're here. It's happening. And all of this integrates in to the basic fact that the U.S., the British, and other Western governments from the 40s through to today release lethal chemical and biologicals on a routine basis in small towns and big cities, killing groups of Americans and others, and then having military doctors in place at local hospitals under grants to quietly cover up the deaths and then to file reports, which are then later even declassified. They murdered us at will. They murdered us continually. They write books calling the military and police dumb animals that follow our orders. They're laughing at you, police and military. They nerve gas military. They test biologicals on police. We believe they did that 8 years ago at the DPS headquarters. A bunch of people got sick there. We know they were running a test at the time. Do you like being sprayed by your masters? I mean, we know they're doing this. Just like yesterday, I played a clip, mainstream news about it. This is happening. They are poisoning the food. They are poisoning the water. You are under eugenics attack. The question is, will you stop denying it and at least look at the claims I just made? I mean, if there's a 1% chance what I just said is true, you better look into it now. Well, it's 100%. It's absolutely documented. And you take my challenge, police officers listening right now, you go look into it and you find out if they're doing this. And then you ask yourselves, why are they doing it? It is to create cadres of hundreds of thousands of internal enforcers who, if they'll even spray their own police and if they'll even spray their own military, then they will certainly do it to the population. This is a test to create cold-blooded automatons. Here's an example. It's in mainstream news yesterday. They have the citizen, you know, quote, auxiliary police who are unarmed all over England, and they have been ordered to frisk everybody, search everybody, randomly line people up and question them to get them into files, into databases. And they've been ordered not to help drowning people. So when they see kids drowning in the river, in the Thames, they don't help them. And they stand by and watch a small child right there on the edge of the water drowned, saying, "We have orders not to help." See, I mean, it's total automaton. They're not even evil. They are, it's all robotic training. Everything is robotic training, just like it's robotic training for a helicopter pilot to fly over U.S. troops in a field. He doesn't ask what's in the tank. He robotically follows orders. He sprays it. The men collapse and die. And then other military comes and picks up the dead bodies, and then they're told, "This is classified, you don't talk about this." And then they bring in the men in a month later, they brief them, "What's your feelings on this? What do you think about it?" Those that say, "Well, looks like a test we need to do. I know they died, but you know, this is just, we've got to do this, know what the enemy's going to do." They say, "That's it, you're going straight up to command level, you're going to be running entire ops." Boom, houses in Maui, millions of dollars. Next, you're dealing narcotics. Next, you're running hit squads. Next, you're put into the black op government. Because you would openly take part in murdering your own people, your own police officers, your own military people. You go right to the top. You understand how this works? And so there's a cadre now of at least 200 plus thousand military, police, government, company executives, all in this criminal network. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, do you know the hardcore will, the dark power, I mean, the dark will to take a 2-year-old child, a healthy, happy baby and put them in a radiation chamber in New Mexico or Arizona or Texas or New York, and to flip the switch and hit them with so much radiation they die an hour later. I mean, to take a little baby, a little toddler, and to murder them. Your government did that more than 4,000 times in Endgame. We have the Atomic Energy Agency's own admissions, a link to their page where they disclose it all. Murdering children. And again, it's like you train a dog. They first said, we're going to radiate a terminally ill, retarded child. And, well, it's sad, but we got to test what radiation does. Then it's, well, this child is a little brain damaged. All right. Then, all right, now we're going to kill 4,000 healthy children. Get ready. We got to test what happens with healthy ones. These children were taken from their parents. Their parents are, you know, white trash, single parent. See, that's the eugenics idea. Just like they had head of the Psychiatry Association in Texas last year, it's an Endgame, before the state legislature, and Susanna Hupp, Representative Susanna Hupp, says, well, why are 67% of the children on psychotropic drugs? And he said, well, they have a bad gene pool. They have bad genes. We have to do that. Of course, that's all quackery, but even if you believe it's bad genes, they don't test, they don't look, they don't just, well, the bad genes is evident by the fact that we CPS their children. And so we give them drugs that then result in all sorts of mental problems and health problems, and the average child, of course, that they have on those drugs is on 7. I mean, I've seen it in mainstream news reports where they put a kid's healthy and happy, gets CPS'd or gets in trouble or goes and has a BB gun fight with a neighbor kid and the police arrest him, something most of us did. And then 4 years later, they're in a coffin because they put them on 14 drugs. And then they were having seizures on 7, so they put them on 7 more, and then they just die. And they're dying all around you. They're dying. And they take children, and they test pesticides on them until they die. And they even put it in the mainstream papers and report, well, should they have taken 8-year-old Gregory from his mother, healthy black boy, and fed him pesticide till he died? The first few days at the facility, Gregory was walking around and happy and doing well, but as they tested the pesticide on him at the private facility, he was then in the bed, and poor Gregory tried to escape, so they strapped him down, and then, you know, after a month of having it administered, young Gregory died. Is that good? Kind of like, you know, we play the Australian piece about the U.S. government asked the Australians to nerve gas with lethal nerve gas 200 of their troops. Is that good? We played that news. Is that a good thing? See, just, oh, would they just nerve gas troops and want to kill them? I mean, is that okay? I mean, is that illegal? I'm going to tell you again, military and police. Your masters, those that make you think you have authority and you're the good guys and you're doing it all for a good reason and you're going to take blood from us at checkpoints, you're being trained to perform medical procedures. You'll see them the next year or two now after this federal grant announced. Well, since you've already been doing that, now you're going to do forced inoculations. You know, our officers have already taken blood. You see, it's a path to hell. It's increments. And now, toddlers who dislike spicy food are racist. It is a government group, watchdog group, funded at about $24 million or 12 million pounds a year. And they are telling all the government toddler preschools and private ones under law that if a child doesn't like food, they are to be put in a racist database and to be turned over to police. Because not liking a spicy food, what child does? I mean, let me give you a newsflash. Children don't like spicy food in Thailand. They don't feed them that till they're about 3. But, I mean, you're saying that sounds crazy. It's meant to be crazy. Behavioral psychologists came up with this to where it's all so nuts what the government's doing. You just kind of have your mouth hanging open. Two-year-olds are being put in criminal databases. If their parents have a criminal record, they're saying it's their genetics. I mean, this is a reign of terror that is upon us. We'll cover this when we get back, then get into the Jesse Ventura news. I talked to him this morning and a lot more. Tons of key info. Very important. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on the line. A dusty road when a car goes by. Storytelling of days long ago. And the only place she'd ever been. Singing softly, this world is not my home. Your memories take me back again. When I was young and Grandma wasn't old, when she guided me as I watched life unfold. Anything we didn't have, we didn't really need to hold. When I was young, Grandma wasn't old.
You see, there's good, wholesome people out there. Like Willie Nelson's grandma that raised him, like Willie Nelson, like you, like me. Then there's dark, evil, wicked people that count on us not being able to get our minds around the things that they're doing to us. Now, if our criminal government, the black op government that took over completely in 1947 of the National Security Act and began immediately killing its own military, its own citizens, spraying towns with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, and then practicing the cover-up of the in the news media, practice the co-opting of the local constabulary. That's what it's all about. Why did they want to do that? To build an evil force in government, a secret force that would do anything. And then decades later, it's declassified in our face. People say, well, why do they do that? It's just part of the throwing it in your face, part of the conditioning you. Regardless of why they do it and they admit it. And so if they would take more than 4,000, this is what they admit, children and murder them with radiation in the U.S. and pay Israel to radiate 110,000 children, all declassified, all public, then why wouldn't they kill 3,000 of us on 9/11? Stop being chumps. Stop being in denial. This is life and death. I'm a very serious person in my private life. Years ago, I screwed around, joked a lot, was really a lot more happy. But every day, every moment, every time I catch myself distracted by a good novel or by some entertainment movie I want to see, or you know, going out with friends and eating a good dinner, maybe drinking a beer, don't do that anymore. You know why? Because I know, folks, that I've got a total responsibility to warn you. Do I do the best job of it? Probably not. The point is, I mean, we got psychos running things. They're killing us. It's absolutely admitted. They carried out 9/11 just as surely as they radiated those children and admit they did. And I know I'm talking more and more about this because it's just more and more I realize when you try to convince somebody about 9/11, when I was on the BBC and they had 5-1 on live international BBC radio, the main BBC, 5-1 against me worldwide, tens of millions of listeners conservatively, 5-1. I knew I had to hit them fast and I came right out with it. You can hear the audio online. And I said, first off, I just want to say it's declassified. Our government staged the Gulf of Tonkin attack, staged the USS Liberty attack, now admitted, planned other attacks like Operation Northwoods, Operation Ajax in Iran. Our government stages terror attacks. And then I tried to come out with the second volley and they did the Tuskegee experiment with syphilis in black men, and they radiated children, and they're still doing it right now, and they sterilized 500,000 in the U.S. alone that we know of, and eugenics, but they cut me off. But still, they then had to debate about that, and they had to admit, okay, what he said was true, but they didn't carry out the big terror attack. And I had them. I defeated them all right there. Just like in a boxing match. I came right out, 5-1, and I hit the biggest one right square in the nose and broke their nose in the debate, and they fell over. It didn't matter if they piled on with as much disinfo as they wanted. The fact is the criminals that run our government have done this stuff over and over again. You understand that if I wasn't as prominent as I am, my life wouldn't be worth one red cent? You think I enjoy the fact that I have gone head up against psycho killers that have killed hundreds of millions last century and have already killed tens of millions this century, in the last 8 years worldwide with eugenics operations and wars and starvation? We have their own State Department plan to do it. You think I like that? You think it's some macho thrill? It is, makes my blood flow like ice water. But I am committed to defend the weak. I am committed to face the truth, no matter how horrible it is, and make provisions for it. And I'll tell you what overrides that cold ice water feeling is the fiery passion and love I have for my fellow man. My love of all your innocence and all your decency. I will defend you. I will stand for you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman with razor blades and dice in her eyes. Just a touch of sadness in her face. Thunder and lightning in her thighs. All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to play a song for you, Top Ranking by Bob Marley, here in just a moment. Then I want to get back into the news. All of us, you know, have differences. I'm different from Bob Marley. He had a black mama and a white daddy. His daddy was a captain in the British Royal Marines. His mama was a poor 18-year-old girl on a sugarcane plantation. They'd always ask Bob Marley, what color are you? And he said, Well, I'm not on the white side or the black side. I'm on God's side, the guy that the individual, the entity that decided that I'd be black and white. And he talks about top ranking. People love to fight with each other, and sometimes you can't resist. I mean, I love Hispanic people. I like a lot of things about their culture. I'm not individually against them wanting a better life, but I understand they've been brainwashed and told the U.S. belongs to them and it needs to be brought down. That is the illegal aliens. And our own government's funded for 60-plus years to make sure that they've been taught that, and the general public's not aware of it. And all I know is the globalists want to bring down this country, and they're helping use third-world labor and third-world balkanization to do it, so I'm against the open borders. But that's not because I'm against the illegal aliens, even though I know that they think I'm the evil gringo, many of them. But it doesn't mean that I then still don't fight against the policy which the New World Order's for, because anything the New World Order's for, I'm against. I can, even in an unintellectual level, just know anything they're for must be bad, and then I can intellectually track back that, yes, that decision is correct. But does that mean I'm against the poor, desperate people in Mexico, where all the toxic waste of the United States, much of it's being dumped, where upwards of one-third of their children are born in Mexico City without a brain? There's a syndrome where it's about a tenth the size, and basically they're just born as complete vegetables in comas. It's horrible. I want that to stop. But that won't stop. We'll just have a fake carbon tax on carbon dioxide while the real toxic waste and genetic engineering and all the true crises and deforestation accelerates. Do I want to shut down all the death mills, killing blacks, killing Hispanics, killing whites, the Planned Parenthood facilities, calling people of color subhuman trash weeds that need to be exterminated? Do I get angry at the pimp leaders of the blacks and the Hispanics and the whites who will never tell their people the truth? Yes. Do I get frustrated when I know who the real enemy is? The tiny cabal of a less than 2,000 globalists and their cadres of only a few hundred thousand enforcers who are carrying out this merciless attack on humanity. Does it make me mad when I reach out and try to expose how they cherry-pick the black community for their most vicious biological and chemical and radiological test currently going on? And then some black supremacist, you know, individual puts a YouTube video out saying I'm a white devil and I'm a demon and nothing good can come from a white person. Do I realize how mindless and wicked that is and how blinded that person is spiritually, mentally, intellectually? Yes. But I still don't hate black people because some black people hate my guts because I happen to be from Northern Europe. Predominantly, I've got some Native American. I realize we're all human beings, and I realize if they're murdering black children in New York or in Angola, that my children aren't safe at an instinctive level. I mean, emotionally, I'm upset by it, but I can analyze my programming, my basic makeup, and understand why it's there. Because what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. You know, they want us all fussing and fighting with each other. They want us attacking each other. They want us to debate, you know, within our own movement against tyranny and the New World Order, to spend all our time fighting with each other like it's some type of popularity contest. It isn't. This is a pitched battle, life and death. I'm in the ditch on the front lines swinging my musket against the New World Order, and you're not helping me, a lot of you. You're busy back, armchair quarterbacking, critiquing everybody else, debating all day exactly who's at the top of the pyramid, while we are under chemical and biological red-level attack. The number one thing you need to educate people about is government-sponsored terror and the tens of thousands of declassified examples of how they're murdering all of us. No matter what color you are, we're all under soft-kill attack. And if you don't know what a soft-kill weapon is, brothers, you better find out, brothers and sisters. I don't care what color you are. I'm not dedicating my life and putting myself in the way of the New World Order fist for nothing. I am doing it because my humanity cries out against what's happening, and it's time to unify against the New World Order and direct all of our energies against them. This song is for all of you out there, all of you to get refocused on the prize of exposing world government, exposing their program, exposing that government, local, state, and federal is the engine, the mechanism, the drill bit they use to attack you and your family, and that it must be hacked back and reduced in size, and that it must be fully discredited, or it will now carry out its great work, which is the extermination of 80 to 90% of us. You think it's going to be bad when we're in a depression? That's nothing compared to the next phases that come after that. The nerve gassing, the biological attacks, always, you know, your flat screen TV is telling you it's a man with a beard that did it, with a turban. So you clutch to the knee of the black ski mask cop who himself is under attack, but thinks he's working for a system that's defending you when it's really a system that's killing him and you. So here it is, Bob Marley's Top Ranking.
They don't want to see us unite. All they want us to do is keep on fussing and fighting. They don't want to see us live together. All they want us to do is keep on.
Together.
They don't want us to unite.
Unite!
All they want us to do is keep on fucking and fighting. They don't want to see us live together.
That's what it comes down to in the final equation. We are under chemical and biological, radiological attack right now. Dr. Doug Rocky, the head of the depleted uranium weapons program, the man that wrote the manuals in the 80s and 90s, thousands and thousands of troops from the first Gulf War have died of the lung and nasal cancers. It is definitely caused by it. They used a lot more of it in the last Gulf War. The troops are living in former bases that the Republican Guard were in that were hit by DU munitions. The DU munitions are now in scores of different calibers, different missiles, different guns, different artillery shells. They're now using it at proving grounds all over the U.S. Another example of what they're doing to us, just how bad it is. I was just reading his report last night with the numbers of dead and dying from it. It is incredibly cold-blooded what the elite are doing, what the globalists are doing to us. And it's time to come together. It's time to focus on the issues that really matter and not let the COINTELPRO operations of the New World Order get us infighting with each other. I'll say this. It's human nature. Our society is degenerating. We all know that. I have been betrayed and backstabbed by so many people. I've tried to give a hand up in this movement. Others have delusionally believed I've done things to them. And I just say a lot of times I have hate for those people and dislike. I'm going to bury the hatchet. That doesn't mean I'll associate with any of them, but I'm not going to hate them at a spiritual level or a mental level. And I'm just going to turn the other cheek yet again to everybody. Because, folks, I am so frustrated and upset by all the deceived people I see in our movement who spend their time spinning their wheels and going down rabbit trails that don't matter. All I want to do is to get you to be the leaders you are and to reach out to others and to reach out to them and expose them to the reality of what is coming down, the Holocaust, the annihilation, the desolation that is happening on so many fronts, the intensification of the New World Order plan to turn this world into hell, which they think is a heaven. I mean, I don't know what you call hundreds of thousands of our own troops. I mean, you may dehumanize the Iraqis and not care about them. And nobody cares when they kill Iraqi kids on tape, but then they care if they kill a dog. Well, you better care about our own troops. I mean, I watch the Senate hearings as the people are in the wheelchairs dying, and then you hear a week later they've died. I read the reports. I get the calls. I get mailed the medical reports where they say, absolutely, depleted uranium has destroyed your lungs. You're dying of cancer. And then they go to the VA, and the VA says, yep, we're not going to look at that other medical report. You're not going to get any care. Just go die. Meanwhile, in a whole other area of society, they're saying that when a Muslim's having their house searched in England, the dog will wear booties, little footies, little shoes, so that the dirty devil dog doesn't get any of its evil in their home. See, that's how the globalists operate. They will do something silly that makes everybody think, oh, they're rolling a red carpet out for the Muslims. But then they'll arrest Muslims and citizens and Christians. It doesn't matter. They set the precedent with them with no warrant, torture them, fly them out of the country for torture, even if they're a citizen. So they'll take their basic rights, but then give them ridiculous ones that don't exist, just to make it look silly and stupid. See how they operate? The games they play. Here's an article, London Telegraph, and you can go to the government report on this. Toddlers who dislike spicy food, racist. And they're put in racism databases for life at age 2 to 3, and they give them hot sauce. And of course, any child would not like hot sauce. But see, that's now a thought crime. You want to know what life's going to be like very soon? Look what it's like for children. You draw a picture. They say, draw a picture of your father or your mother for career day. You draw a picture of your dad, who's a Marine Corps major. You're arrested because there's a sidearm on him. That's a real case. You're valedictorian. It's the last day of school. You brought a cake to your teacher because you're the teacher's pet to have a little party after school. Security guard sees a plastic box of Dixie knives, forks, and spoons. You're arrested. You're stripped of your diploma. Real case. See, it's about mindless, zero-tolerance enforcement. Like, oh, the auxiliary police in England are not supposed to help someone drowning. They are told to call a official officer. So the small child in 3 feet of water is drowning. You don't help them. The older brother goes in and begins drowning to get the child. You don't help them. You watch them die, and you are promoted for mindless, robotic. That's what they want from you. And so they say to the government-funded, they call it Smart Start in England. It's all under the same program. It's all systematic everywhere, all the programs run by the same people. Doesn't matter what nation. If the child is to be fed, to teach them not to be racist, because eating jalapenos, eating curry, it lists those. If you don't like jalapenos when you're 3, which whose taste buds are ready for? I mean, you know, Mexican children here in Texas don't eat jalapenos at 3. I didn't start eating until I was about 4. I love them now, just gobble them. But the point is that the child doesn't even know what the concept of racism is. They're just there in their class with all these other kids. And, oh, it says if they say yuck, they go in the racism database, police are called. Yuck is racism. Just like they arrested Robin Page, BBC reporter, for saying rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. The word homosexual is scientific, but it is considered by some to be hurtful. He was arrested. Toddlers who turn their noses up at spicy food from overseas could be branded racist by a government-sponsored agency. See, now Steve Watson was detained for putting his hand in his pocket with his date getting on a bus. This just happened. I have been detained for videotaping in London. Everyone, it's just like worse than East Germany at its height. There's just secret police everywhere running up to you. It's all over. This is the new system. This is the new system. If you question the government, your house gets robbed a day after by the police. I mean, this is it. We're going into it. You understand?
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Napoleon was a great and wise general in his own right, though he is known to have met his Waterloo when he squared off with the English general, the Duke of Wellington, in 1815. But before that, he was known as a military genius with many a battlefield victory. But few know of one of his battle secrets. Few know of one of his secrets that's called a trade secret. And since his trade was war, you might call it his war trade secret. The story goes that it had to do with what they called the idiot, who was, according to story, stationed right outside his battlefield command tent. So-called because the man was mentally slower than most men. You might say he was mentally impaired. This man in Napoleon's employ, called the idiot, was responsible in great part, for many of Napoleon's great victories. It's quite a story, how he used the idiot in his battlefield tactics and command. And we tell that story at AnotherUntoldStory.com. Go there and hear the story and learn how that story applies to you and the commander-in-chief over you. Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
I saw a report yesterday by the American Medical Association. They said that children as young as 3 need to be put on cholesterol statins. Now, the studies are just now coming out that statins really don't help you. They actually hurt you. That what's making people die is trans fats, which just turn into, like, basically plastic inside your arteries. It builds up. It's not natural. But that won't matter. They won't tell you not to eat those. They'll just say, reduce your cholesterol. That, by the way, your connective tissue's made out of, your collagen, your heart valves, your brain. You actually need the, quote, good and bad cholesterol. We've got all the studies on that. People who don't even have seizures, if they don't get enough fat, will have seizures. In fact, seizures are way up with these people that have the non-fat diets and don't get the type of fats they need, especially in some of these hardcore vegetarians that don't eat anything that's got any real fat in it. I'm not knocking vegetarians. The point is, you're gonna get sick. Now, they don't care. It, of course, is Merck, the same folks that brought you Vioxx, made all the people have the heart attacks, same people that brought you Gardasil. This is how they're targeting the children. This is even ABC News admitting Gardasil under fire for health issues. Now, this is a whitewash. The drug was really approved about 16 months ago, or in early 2007. But they say it was approved 2 years ago, and then they give the numbers, which are the numbers we got a year ago when they first got some preliminaries. There have been 7,802 adverse event reports, but remember, about 1 in 10 where the new drug gets reported. So you can say it's 10 times that. Reports from, so that's close to, what is that, 70,000 something. FDA approved its use 2 years ago, according to the CDC. Girls and women have blamed the vaccine for causing ailments from nausea to paralysis, even death. Well, I mean, I know women here in Austin that have taken it and almost died and had to have, you know, parts of their bodies amputated. The CDC says none of the 10 confirmed deaths were linked to the vaccine. That's not true. They admitted in the trials there were deaths. So, you'd read ABC News here and think, oh boy, it's admitting, you know, 7,000 plus have gotten really sick and all this, but it's saying there's been 10 deaths, but they're saying that part's not linked. Then you go to Gardasil, Merck's own website, and it says it doesn't protect you from that particular virus. It says, we think it might, but if you already are infected with the virus, as about half the women in America are, who are over the age of 20, if you've had more than 3 sexual partners, you probably got it. Very common. In fact, you can get it, you know, at playgrounds. You can get it at the gym. It's all over, folks. You ever had a wart on you? Well, most of those are this virus. You ever had a wart, folks? You ever had one between your fingers? Ever had one? I mean, I've not had a lot of warts, but I stepped on a nail when I was a kid and got one. I've got it. And now I got a little bitty one under my arm. I've got to go cut off or something. Oh, I need Gardasil. It's all over for me. Oh, and now they're saying boys need it. Boys need to have it because it's associated with cancer. And that's right. A woman gets in her cervix and lets hundreds of warts grow over years. It irritates the skin, just like cigarette smoke irritates the lung tissue. It breaks down the cell walls, and then you get cancer. But that's what happens. Body parts that get extra wear and tear, cells only have so many divisions, and then they wear out and malfunction. So the warts make you have too many cell divisions, and then you get cancer. But if you go get them scraped off and get your gynecological exam and get cleaned up, you're not going to get it. But this shot gives you a 45% increase in getting a cancer. They say, we don't know if it prevents the cervical cancer, but we know it gives you the cancer if you already have the virus. Merck is telling you your death sentence. But see, that's the weird contract law. They as long as you know what you're signing on to, they can kill you. Gardasil under fire for health issues. Well, see, it's the same company saying we want to put kids on heart medication, which fries your liver and everything else. Yeah, let's put the 3-year-olds on statin drugs, which admittedly are killing people wholesale. But people are going to do it, folks. They do whatever the scumbag eugenicists tell them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You have found it. The solemn defense of humanity, the solemn defense of the unorganized world population discovering a wicked eugenics plan to poison and dumb down the entire population, to build a giant police state world government, to carry out the orderly extermination of 80 to 90% of us, bare minimum. A lot of the globalists and transhumanists say 99%. Or total extermination of humanity. They are completely psychopathic. They control the issuance of currency and credit and world government. They are upon us. We'll be getting into the Federal Reserve with top experts on that the next hour and a half. And Steve Watson, detained by the secret police in England, will be joining us. I said I'd talk about my conversation with Governor Ventura this morning, and I'll do that briefly after the break as we introduce our guest. Very, very serious example of media disinformation and propaganda coming up after the next break. Some of the other news. Imagine a science fiction movie made 20, 30 years ago where you heard headlines like this. Toddlers who dislike spicy food are to be branded racist, and police are to be called on them by preschools. The 366-page guide for staff in charge of preschool children, calling young children and racial justice, warns racist incidents among children in early years settings tend to be around name-calling, casual thoughtlessness comments, and peer group relationships. So teaching kids to be suppressed, repressed, you get in trouble if you say yuck to jalapenos. It advises nursery teachers to be on the alert for child abuse, such as, and it goes on to say that you don't like the food. The guide goes on to warn children might also react negatively to culinary traditions other than their own by saying, yuck. And see, it's not that the child doesn't like curry because it burns Indian children's mouths in the subcontinent. No, they have to be taught about the differences in race. They have to be taught to dislike each other. They have to get in a database and be criminals and have policemen come to 2 and 3 year olds. It says it. And see, parents have to have a license to hug their children, to change their diapers. You're going to be arrested. It's all pedophilia. This is the sick state, destroying the family, destroying everything, frying children. This is behavioral psychologists saying, how do we screw these children up as bad as we can cold-bloodedly? Remember, this is a government, the British government, that sprayed its country hundreds of times declassified from end to end with chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals. Bubonic plague, sarin and VX nerve gas, murdering people in every major town and city quietly, spraying neighborhoods, having the military doctors at the local hospital cover up what happened to test how to cover up and to test what the agents do, but to really create cadres of killers. And if you're listening for the first time, you do not roll your eyes at me. Oh, you're going to check out what I just said tonight when you get home. You're going to Google. Google entire of England tested in secret army test, something like that. Or plague bombs dropped on Scotland. Try that one. Or U.S. troops killed in chemical test. Try that. Or, I mean, it's thousands of articles all admitted how they're murdering you with pleasure. I had to stand by when they gassed people down at the DPS 8 years ago. And, of course, the DPS came out like I was the enemy out there, warning them that they'd had a test done on them. They're all going to the hospital, falling down, vomiting. And I'm saying, you've been tested on. You've been tested on. But they don't care. It's too important to believe the lies. It's too important to be conned and manipulated. You see, the army had been in town that week. They'd done a fake nuclear spill on I-35 in Kyle. I had sources inside the Army and in the city. I went on air and said it was fake before it was announced it was fake. Then I said they're going to do biological tests and chemical tests downtown. And then they shut down downtown. A bunch of people got sick. Austin police collapsed. And then they hit the DPS with whatever it is. This is your stinking government. They're hurting you and your family. For heaven's sakes, at least check into what I'm telling you.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The
day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to be joined by Pat Carmack and Bill Still, the makers of the Money Masters, the preeminent film on the private banking cartel that owns and controls our society, here in just a few minutes. I talked to Governor Jesse Ventura this morning, called him in his home, because I got up and got on the computer and had been working for a few hours when it suddenly popped up on Drudge, the headline, Jesse Ventura to run for Senate, it's on. And so I called Governor Ventura because he had told us that he was going to announce one way or the other next Tuesday. And we, of course, were lining him up for next week. That was going to be a surprise. And then suddenly, we see this from ABC News. And so I called the governor, and his quote was to me that the report was a lie, a flat-out misrepresentation. Now, the issue here is this is the political blog put out by ABC News, and I clearly believe it is meant to preempt him getting any type of big media coverage, kind of a false start or a stealing of Governor Ventura's thunder, because having him in the U.S. Senate would be an asset. He believes 9/11 is an inside job. He knows about the private Federal Reserve now. He has seen a bunch of my films I first gave to him almost 2 years ago, and then that caused him to then watch Loose Change and fully wake up, as he said here on air a few months ago when he went public on 9/11. And so by them coming out and announcing that he will run, now when he says it next week, if he does announce that he's running, that will really dampen the amount of press it gets. They know exactly what they're doing. And the reason I know it's a setup by ABC is because their proof, when you go to the NPR website, the interview, Ventura says he's asked by NPR, well, if you do run, why would you run? And then the headline on there says, Ventura says he may run. So ABC News, their source, NPR, was clear. They said, Jesse Ventura may run. Well, something he said a month ago, last time he was on here, or a month and a half ago. In fact, he actually said that here first. So they report that, and then ABC News runs the headline. Now, they changed their headline a few minutes ago, but they did not say that it was a retraction. They just put a question mark after it. But in the article itself, they say that he will run for Senate. In an interview with NPR's David Whelan that ran today, former Governor Jesse the Body Ventura says he will run for the Senate, challenging incumbent Senator Norm Coleman, whom Ventura defeated for governor in 98, as well as Democratic nominee and former Saturday Night Live humorist Al Franken. And he goes on to give I'll run because it angers me. All you Minnesotans take a good look, hard look at all three of us. Well, they cut the front part of the interview off. He asks, well, if you do run, why would you run? And he says, well, if I did run, it's because, and then the rest of the quote. So this was premeditated lying by ABC. Just like they just lied and said that, well, there's been a bunch of deaths and thousands have gotten sick, but the government says the deaths weren't caused by Gardasil. So we first reported, USA Today, about an hour after we reported it, did pick up that from the governor's press office, former governor's press office, that it is true that he is not announced he's running, as we told you. So we got it directly from the horse's mouth, as they say, Governor Ventura. And if I was a betting man, I'd say he's running next week. He will announce next Tuesday. Now, he's not sure yet, but I'm just going to give you a hint here. He's leaning towards it. We'll just say that. So watch this space, prisonplanet.com. Oh, by the way, prisonplanet.com, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the feedback we've gotten likes the new website. You can comment on all the stories. It's Web 2.0. It's a blog format. Lets us post more news, more information, more videos with the limited staff we have. But some of you like the old classic look. Well, guess what? Classic.prisonplanet.com. Updated every day for you in the classic format. So have it any way you want. Whatever makes you happy, classic.prisonplanet.com. And I'm very proud of the work that Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson, everybody are doing, so please visit the websites. Okay, we do have our guest on the line, and they've got lengthy bios, but I think it's better if they introduce themselves. Bill Still and Pat Carmack made an amazing film. Bill Carmack, of course, is the narrator, and Pat's the producer, and they both, I guess, co-produce it together. I remember seeing this when it first came out in 98. We aired it over and over again. Actually, Jeff Davis put it on tape and turned it in, and it aired probably 50 times here locally. Woke up so many people in Austin. It was so popular. It had a buzz on the street, and it just methodically, in a very genteel way, an expert way, lays out their whole system, how they engineer collapses, how they engineer depressions, and they're doing that now. And so not only will we talk about the film the next hour and a half, we're also going to talk about these guys are monetary specialists, and I've heard them really put forward a better plan than even Ron Paul has. And I love Ron Paul, but I do tend to agree with them that we don't want to have a gold standard because the globalists own 95% of the gold, and that would give them a new monopoly, but not as bad as we have now. They have a monetary reform act that it's at the end of their film that I remember studying 10 years ago that is very, very effective. And again, their film, The Money Masters, 3 hours plus long, available right now. Get a master's degree in how they're the key to the globalist power, how they bought up the world through fraud, how they control the currency, is available at Infowars.com. And so without further ado, we go to Bill Still and Pat Carmack. Let's go to Bill first. Bill, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you woke up, who you are. Then we'll go get that from Pat. And then I want to go through the history of the bankers, you know, an abbreviated history, who they are, and now currently what they're doing.
Well, I started out life as a newspaper editor here in Northern Virginia. And one day an old gentleman called me up and said, "Boy, have I got a story for you. There's no gold left in Fort Knox." And I just kind of rolled my eyes and said, "Yeah, okay." And you learn to develop a standard response because you get a lot of crazies calling in. And that is, you say, "Well, send me something in the mail." Most people don't have anything to send. Well, 2 days later, I got about a 2-inch thick packet of stuff. This guy was an Ohio implements manufacturer. He had moved to Northern Virginia to pursue his hobby, which was to try to get the United States government to provide a physical audit of the gold reserves in Fort Knox. It's required to do so by law on an annual basis, yet one has not been done since 1957. This guy obviously knew what he was talking about. He letters from Treasury officials, Mint officials, of course, all the senators and congressmen and all that. But it just took me about 15 years to figure out what in the heck does gold have to do with the Federal Reserve in any of this. And I finally figured it out, wrote a book called On the Horns of the Beast, the Federal Reserve and the New World Order, which Pat read. He called me up. And he said, let's do something else. Let's do a video. And so off we went, and that's how it got started.
Okay, fantastic. Let's now go ahead and get Pat Carmack to introduce himself and tell us how he went down the rabbit hole.
Well, I was in the oil business in Oklahoma, and you naturally get involved in finance, and the prosperity of the banks and their growth and their rapidly increasing wealth attracted my attention, and just from a business perspective, I wanted to understand why the banks were doing well regardless of the general state of the economy.
And you discovered it was fractional reserve banking, I would guess.
Ultimately, that's right. It's fractional reserve banking, and it's rooted in the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. There was a long history to it, and Bill had already done an excellent job probing into that. But as Bill mentioned, we wanted to put it in a more accessible format because there's actually a lot of books on this topic. It's just people don't read them, they're unfamiliar with them, and they don't get press.
What'd you do in the oil business?
Everything, exploration, production, owned a utility company.
Wow. You kind of sound like a landman.
No, I'm an attorney, actually.
Yeah.
But,
you know, most landmen are, but anyways.
A lot of them are, you're right. But I got out of the oil business back in 91 and redirected my attention elsewhere. And one of the things that shortly after that we did was Bill and I connected and did the video, which took about 6 months and was filmed all over the world, and now we ship it all over the world. As you mentioned, it's kind of a classic now on the subject because it is partly a history, and there's nothing like it. This goes back to the origins of it.
But now we're living with what at the end of the film you say is going to happen, how they're going to basically devalue the currency and then consolidate. And now we see them. And what is it like to see the blind general public guys who you try to tell they're devaluing the dollar and they just say, "What's that?"
Well, it's interesting because we were far enough ahead of our time, so the times are just catching up to us. Hopefully we weren't so far ahead that we'll get forgotten in the shuffle.
I first saw your film in 98. When did it come out?
96.
Maybe it was 97 I saw it. I know it was somewhere, you know, right when it first came out. We've got about a minute before we break. When we get back, where should we start, Bill and Pat?
Well, probably on the root of the problem, because it's not, you know, the superficial economic problems, which are serious, like unemployment and so on, deficit, but deeper, the root of the economic problem we're facing.
All right.
Is the cause of most world poverty at this point. fairly important subject.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing more important than understanding where all of this New World Order power flows from. Why are they able to finance it all? Well, they literally control the issuance of currency and credit and liquidity. These are amazing individuals, Bill Still and Pat Carmack. The Money Masters, the film, we are carrying it on DVD at InfoWars.com. Only $19.95, ladies and gentlemen, to get the full history of the true owners of the planet. Now, they got control of the planet through fraud. That means it's illegitimate. That means we can declare independence against these robber barons.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
We're talking about the owners of the globe. They did it through a massive scam, a fraud, a trick of the money changers, of the goldsmiths. And Bill Still tells me the real expert, the brain behind the film, is Pat Carmack. So we'll talk to them both here on air now. Okay, Bill, you'd gotten to the point of you start waking up, you start looking at banking, then you get connected in with Bill Still. You guys decide to make a film. Go through it. I mean, go through the big secret, the biggest game in town here.
Well, actually, we had some help from Milton Friedman during the making of the film. It kind of morphed slightly. I talked to Friedman out at Stanford. He was a professor at Stanford University. And he said, boy, you know, if you kill the Federal Reserve System, you haven't done anything unless you kill fractional reserve, too. And so that kind of re-emphasized the importance of the fractional reserve system as well. I'll let Pat take it from there.
Well, what Dr. Friedman talked about with us and wrote to us about was, you know, as Bill mentioned, fractional reserve banking. And what it is, it's where the banks literally create money. And obviously, if banks can create money and they loan it at interest, then they have, you know, the goose that laid the golden egg, and the money starts flowing to them. And wealth gets concentrated in our society in the hands of bankers. And,
the key, I want you to speak to this, they have an incentive to get real assets to overextend people's credit, wanting them to not pay it back so they get real assets.
Sure. Whenever there's a recession or depression, then they're able to foreclose on you know, the people who can't pay the bills, and that's inevitable when they tighten credit.
Yeah. So that's their boom time is our bust. That's the vampire feeding.
That's right, but you have to understand it's mainly the big banks. The small banks often are victimized, too, because
yes,
they're not part of the, you know, the insiders on the global scale.
Yes, it's always a shearing and consolidation period. Continue.
Well, for instance, you know, the five major banks in this country have over 1 million employees that work directly for them. Of the $6 trillion of deposits in banks, these five major banks control approximately $3.5 trillion. So over half of the money in the entire country is five major banks. And they have interlocking directorates. So it's very easy to see how they can control the entire economy. If anyone can control the economy, and they can, and this was one of Friedman's main critiques of the existing system, that's too much power to put in the hands of a handful of people.
And we're now seeing accelerated vertical integration.
Yes, and that's just concentration of wealth. It's happening on a global scale, too. I mean, there's virtually no nations that are exempt from this because they all have fallen into this fractional reserve banking system. In short, they've turned over to private banks or private corporations owned by private persons their economies. And the result is those people are using it to concentrate wealth even further. The UN released figures that approximately 200 people now own as much of the world as the poorest 3 billion. And in the United States, it's not far from that. 1% own 95% of the wealth. 13,000 families own as much as in the United States own as much as 20% of the poorest people in the United States, which would be about 60 million people.
But it's not just how much they own. By having that much wealth, they can also then steer and control the rest.
Yeah, it's leveraged very well. I mean, in other words, the average person owns a home, a car, and a few minor assets. When you exceed, you know, the power to pay your utilities and all, then you start putting it, at least if you're power hungry, you start putting it into media, into political, you know, donations to politicians. You know, you leverage it so that even though they're, you know, they may not own everything in this country yet, and they certainly don't, it's leveraged for maximum political power.
Right. The operative word is hegemony. In other words, you don't have to own everything to control most of it. You know, everyone always complains these days that Washington doesn't seem to be responsive to the voting electorate, and this is why, because money has become concentrated into so few hands that they control the political process, whether the politicians going in think that they can do it or not. They ultimately can. So by eliminating, by reforming our monetary system, it not only gives more money to the rest of us, it also returns our democracy to us.
Absolutely. Please continue.
Well, we were talking about the root of it, and it's this fractional reserve banking. And we go into the history. It goes way back, but in terms of modern times, It really started in the 1600s in Sweden with the Riksbank there, which made loans to the government, even though it was a private bank.
Okay, we're going to break in a moment, sir. Long segment coming up. So you won't have an interruption for a while. But I think it's important to go back even earlier so people get a basic grasp of what money is. You know, it's this agreed-upon symbol of wealth to get past just barter and maybe get into the tally sticks and things like you guys do. Because I think it's important to understand first that and then accelerate through. We're talking to some of the leading experts on the banking system, on the owners of the planet, Pat Carmack and Bill Still.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in folds and prison.
Boy, I'd love to stick David Rockefeller. Queen Elizabeth, Queen Beatrix, Lord Rothschild in Folsom Prison.
But that train keeps rolling on down.
Not only do they control the issuance of currency, credit, liquidity, and steer the world's wealth, they're also into eugenics. That's the other part of this equation. They are very sinister people, and they control our destiny and future as long as they have control of the monetary system. We're going to go right back to our guest in just a moment. Again, the new film that I have produced, Truth Rising, the preeminent film, not just on how the 9/11 attacks were carried out, bombs in the buildings, but who the 9/11 truth movement is, how the media is trying to set us up with talking points saying we're terrorists, police walking up saying we're going to plant bombs on you and say you're terrorists. I mean, incredible stuff. World leaders being confronted. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, Martin Sheen, George Carlin, we interviewed him a few months ago, just died. All in the new film, available on DVD at InfoWars.com. And while you're at it, get The Money Masters, the preeminent film on the globalist first and greatest power, the banking, the fractional reserve system. So get The Money Masters while you're at InfoWars.com or call toll-free to get both films at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also just Google Money Masters and find their fine website. I think it's moneymasters.com. Going back to our guest, we're talking to Pat Carmack, the producer and director, and, of course, the fellow that narrated it and traveled all over the world. Just an amazing film, Bill Still. Pat, we were getting into the history of money, how this happened. You've got the floor. You and Bill just, again, go back and forth amongst yourselves.
Well, you know, the definition of money varies. There's different definitions out there. Aristotle defined it as, you know, simply a medium of exchange. And more recently, the von Mises Austrian school has defined it as a commodity that's used as a medium of exchange, which is a nuance that results in people advancing the gold standard more than those who understand Aristotle. But for Aristotle, it was anything. It's anything that people agree on can be used as a medium of exchange, so we get beyond the barter system. In a complex society, if someone builds a car, for instance, it's very hard for them to trade it for groceries. There has to be some medium that has a value that can be applied to both of those items. So you can sell a car for money, and you can buy groceries for money. And what it's constituted by is just subject to different definitions and cultural heritages. You're aware that in this country, when the original discoverers came here, the Native Americans used wampum or seashells. It's perfectly all right in Oceania and certain islands. They use large rocks that have a hole in them, and we use paper. At one time, our paper had some tie to gold; it no longer does. So, money is really whatever people agree to accept in exchange for goods or services. So that's the formal definition of it. As a practical matter, you know, the most common forms of money became gold and silver over time because they're relatively rare. They have other valuable uses, and they're durable, and so they have various qualities that lend themselves. So, for instance, you couldn't use a mercury because the liquid you can't put in your pocket and so forth. So these had various qualities that helped facilitate that use. But there's nothing intrinsically about gold or silver that makes them more valuable, more useful as money.
Caesar, for example, was very popular with the population because he made coins, he made money plentiful. These coins were not necessarily gold and silver coins. They were copper coins primarily, actually. He just announced that, you know, this would be the coin of the realm, and so they circulated just like money. Gold and silver is not necessary for coinage or for money. Caesar was very popular. He won the hearts of the people with this plentiful supply of government-issued money. He built the Roman Empire. And as a matter of fact, that's good for the people, but if it's good for the people, who is it bad for? It was bad for the senators, and so that's why the Senate murdered him.
And to be clear, because having...
In 1100 A.D., King Henry in England got tired of the goldsmiths either lending out their gold money plentifully or hoarding it and reducing the money supply. When they reduce the money supply, what happens? It's just like when the money supply in your pocket is reduced. You feel poor. A depression sets in. When you have plenty of money, you have plenty of money in your pocket, and you spend freely. It's the good times. Well, what the goldsmiths found out is that beyond their own pocketbook, they could control the political destiny of the sovereign, of the king. If they created a depression, they didn't get the blame. The king got the blame, just as we see today. The Federal Reserve is has caused this problem with our financial system right now, and who's getting the blame? The president, just as the next president will get even greater blame, no matter which president it is. So King Henry in 1100 A.D. got tired of this. He created his own money. It was not gold or silver coins, which the goldsmiths, of course, had a monopoly on. It was merely sticks of polished wood with notches cut in the sticks to denote the denomination. And then the stick was split down the middle to prevent counterfeiting. These were called tally sticks. Just as in the Roman Empire, once there was plentiful government-issued money outside of the hands of the goldsmiths, who, of course, hoarded all the profit from money, when they were issuing only their gold coins, suddenly that profit went to the government. And so the greatest empire in the history of the world, the British Empire, the empire upon which the sun never set, was built on the back of this tally stick money. Tally sticks served as money for over 700 years until once the Bank of England, the first privately owned central bank in England, became established. They eventually were able to outlaw the tally stick system.
Okay, Bill.
So that is what the essence of this is. That's what Abraham Lincoln did with issuing greenback money. That is money issued by the Congress of the United States. Yes, it's fiat money. Yes, they can abuse it. But they are electable.
Bill?
The Federal Reserve is not electable, and they abuse it anyway.
Bill, can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. I just wanted to go back, because you're covering so much, and this is great, exactly what I'm able to hear and understand. And I meant to get into our current financial system and the fiat system now. But going back to explain to people, the goldsmiths, to explain fractional reserve banking, let's say they had 1,000 ounces of gold. They soon learned that people didn't want to carry their gold around with them. They wanted to store it there in their vault, that they could loan out 5, 10, 20, 30 times in little gold certificates to people and then get interest on those, and that people rarely all came at once wanting their physical gold. So I wanted to go back and explain that and just state that I agree with you. If we go back on a gold standard, the rich families have dominated and hoarded the gold to probably one of the greatest vertical integrations we've ever seen, and that will be a new monopoly that they control. But if we have a transparent monetary reform and have a fiat system, like with Lincoln, that the bankers killed him over, that then it makes that artificial input that is currency not be as important anymore, and it does make goods and services and true trade what society centered around, and then we see our prosperity explode. So I totally agree with you. It's a historical fact. I just wanted to go back and ask you and Pat to maybe flesh that out a bit more.
Yeah, well, the interest, instead of going into the hands of these families, because it's a gold-backed currency, goes into the hands of the general public for the welfare of everyone equally.
But let's explain.
The narrator of the film, Pat, isn't. Pat was the producer of the film.
I understand. Bill, I understand that. We need to also be clear that our current fiat system, the profit from the interest, basically goes back to the private banks. So they get the power from the interest as well. This is their fiat system. People then start debating, because the Federal Reserve and the private families have a fiat. They then start thinking, well, gold must be good because it's the opposite of a fiat. I think we need to explain that either way, we don't want a gold standard or a silver standard under them, and we don't want a fiat system under them. We want them out of it. Then we can have a national debate about what we do want.
That's
yes,
exactly
that's correct.
Correct.
You understand the problem quite deeply. We were under a gold system during the Great Depression of the late 20s and 30s, so gold is not the answer.
Yeah, if you go back a step before you mentioned about the goldsmiths, at that time there was essentially a gold standard. There were other forms of money, but gold and silver predominated. People, as you mentioned, did not want to carry that around. Often if they were engaged in a large transaction, they couldn't physically carry it around. And so what they did is they deposited it with the goldsmiths, who already had vaults to protect their gold candlesticks and jewelry and so forth, and they received a receipt from the goldsmith. And so pretty soon everyone started depositing their gold and silver with the goldsmiths, and they traded these receipts. Originally, they were the owner of the receipt had to go back to the goldsmith and say, write this out to Bill. But ultimately, they became bearer notes, so they could simply be traded between the individuals, and the gold never left the goldsmith's vault. Well, people came into the goldsmiths and wanted to borrow money, and the goldsmiths had gold of their own, and they also had this other gold that people had deposited there, and they would loan them these receipts. But no one did an audit or check to see how much gold was in their vaults, of course. So the goldsmith soon learned that because not everyone walked in the same day to cash in the receipts for gold or silver, in fact, very few did, that they could start loaning more of these out than they actually had gold in deposit. In fact, they could loan it out on the other people's gold who were unaware it was happening. And ultimately, they found out they could loan it out beyond the quantity of gold and silver they had entirely. The amount they did this originally back in, say, the 1600s, 15 and 1600s, would be typically about 3 to 1 up to perhaps 5 to 1. So if they had, for instance, $10,000 in gold in the vault, they might loan out $50,000 in these gold receipts and charge interest on the ones they had loaned out. When this was discovered occasionally, when people would find out in due to some economic calamity or some reason the community needed more money and they wanted to go get their gold and the goldsmith didn't have that much, a number of them were actually hung. It was against the law. It was a capital offense. It was fraud.
And so then the goldsmiths amassed great power. They internationalized so they could run from country to country. The family split up for safety. They developed their own intelligence networks that were the most sophisticated. They began to pay off local lords and royals for protection from the mob, and then the corruption began setting in, what would you say, by 1600, 1700 or so, to where now they can go 10 to 1, 20 to 1. But, I mean, I guess that digresses. Do you guys want to comment on that?
Well, no, you're basically correct. That's right, and the timing's about right. It reached a national scale where nations, or, you know, typically it was aristocracy back in the 17th century, needed to borrow money for various wars. And so they would go to the goldsmiths, and the goldsmiths would give them, in essence, this fake money. They formed into corporations called banks, which is simply a word that comes from benches, where these transactions took place in Italy in earlier days. But essentially, they were just corporate bodies or groups of these people, these goldsmiths, who grouped together and loaned the money to the governments. Well, the governments then paid interest on it, and so wealth became more and more concentrated. And you're right, they used this money to corrupt the political system.
And then pretty soon it didn't matter if they cheated you. Nobody got in trouble, and they would just send out the guard to attack the small middle classes when they got ripped off. Just absolutely amazing. Well, please continue. This is riveting information for people. And for those that don't know, that's who the New World Order is it's basically an amalgamation of European royalty with the goldsmiths who've all intermarried, and they now own the planet.
Yeah, by 1668, the Riksbank in Sweden, which was privately owned, was loaning money that they created to the government of Sweden. But they didn't actually create the national currency. That happened when bankers in Amsterdam financed the Glorious Revolution, which was when William III and Mary invaded England, overthrew the Stuarts, and so forth. Payback was they were allowed to create the Bank of England, which was privately owned until World War II, when it was nationalized. And the Bank of England, which most Englishmen assumed was a government entity, was in fact privately owned. And the Bank of England created money out of nothing. It loaned it to the British government, which used it to expand the empire. The interest was paid through taxes. The taxes were put on the common man. And there you had the transfer of wealth from the common man to the bankers. And the growth of the empire, which required massive borrowing by the government, actually facilitated this transfer of wealth to the bankers. So you can see where imperialism becomes something that the bankers desire and actively promote. And wars as well, because it's part of it. They're very expensive. Government borrows the money for wars, and the bankers profit. That brings us up to the after the Bank of England, we had essentially the same process take place in the United States. In the colonial days, the Bank of England was providing the money, the paper money, in the colonies. The colonies didn't like the colonists didn't like that, and they began to create their own money called colonial script. And Bill, do you want to talk about the script a bit? Or?
Well, yeah. In fact, Benjamin Franklin was a big supporter of the United States creating its own money. When he was ambassador to England, he was talking to the officials from the Bank of England, and they asked him, why is America so rich? And Franklin said, that's easy, because in America we create our own money and have no interest to pay to no one. Well, the Bank of England quickly put an end to that by passing the Currency Act. And what did that do? It outlawed American paper money, because America, there wasn't much gold in America, but there was a thriving economy. They outlawed American paper money and put America onto the gold standard, forcing payment only in gold coins. So that created a tremendous depression. It would be just like if you had a bunch of paper money in your wallet and somebody outlawed the paper money in your wallet and said you had to have bluebird feathers to pay.
And the country
things.
Almost
you didn't
fell
have any
apart.
Bluebird feathers, well, you'd be in bad shape. Well, in any case, Franklin later said that this depression that set in as a result of America being forced back onto a gold standard was really the root cause of the American Revolution. Just an astonishing fact when you understand the implications.
Yeah, everything revolves around this. Your whole lives, your financial future, your entire world revolves around this interview, around these issues, and around what's covered in the film, The Money Masters, available at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back with our amazing guests.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
We lived in complete bondage financially.
103 is forever
since 1913.
So, Cyrus Jones,
our presidents all forever fought against the bankers. Many were assassinated over it. Others had attempted murder committed against him, like Andrew Jackson. Every American understood the private bankers, the goldsmiths, how the scam worked. Even when everyone knew we fell to them in 1913 through trickery. The bankers came out against the Federal Reserve, and that ruse fooled everyone, even though they'd secretly authored it. The film covers it all, The Money Masters, again, available at Infowars.com. Let's say you know all about this. Well, your friends, your family, your neighbors, your pastor, your school teachers, professors, they don't know. And we're not going to turn around what's happening in this society unless we do. The bankers are raping us, squeezing us, laughing at us, engineering everything you're seeing right now. I tell you, the time has flown by. They're with us for another 40 minutes or so, and I got to have them up for 2-3 hours in the future to take calls. It's the producer, one of the leading experts out there on the situation, Pat Carmack, and, of course, the fellow that is in the film, traveled around, and, of course, narrates it all over the world. Bill Still is our guest as well. Gentlemen, please continue breaking down what we're facing, the basic history of this. I think a good place, we're talking about American history, tell folks about old Andrew Jackson, for don't know. I mean, on his deathbed, he said at the Hermitage, "What of all the things you've done in your life, what are you most proud of?" This was an incredible person, you know, whose life is more unbelievable than a fictional character like Rambo. I mean, he made Davy Crockett pale in significance. But he was more proud of, quote, killing the bank.
If I could just say, jump before then a little bit, the very root of our problem was correctly identified by Thomas Jefferson. He put it this way: if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, which is, of course, the situation today, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations which grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. And that's exactly the situation we see going on this year, 2008. And nothing, there is only one solution to this. There's no, they can't, no amount of money they pump into the system through their various guises is going to work. None of this is going to work. Only one thing will work, and that's monetary reform as per the bill that Pat Carmack has authored.
We're going to spend time on that at the end, but now I want to continue with who the enemy is, because they have to understand how the system works. Private families who have unlimited liquidity, they can buy anybody and anything. People will kill their mothers for this fiat currency, and what we're getting is bondage. Andrew Jackson.
Well, if we Andrew Jackson fought the second bank, pardon me, the first bank of the United States, and then the second bank of the United States when he was president. If we step back just a couple of years, after the Revolution dealt a blow to the Bank of England, and the United States was free to create their own money, right away the European bankers tried to finance a replacement in this country called the Bank of North America. And we go into this history in the video, but very briefly, it lasted from 1781 to 1785. When it was killed, it was succeeded by another attempt called the First Bank of the United States, and this one was killed in 1811.
All right, stay there. Got a break for 70 seconds. Right back to both of you. We're talking to the makers of the incredible film, The Money Masters. You need to get it today, folks. It's so vital. Infowars.com. Because this shapes our entire history and who we are today. All right, this is the central issue. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the man who traveled the world and narrated and presented the incredible film, The Money Masters, Bill Still, and we have the man who produced and directed it, Pat Carmack, on the line. Pat, recognized as one of the leading experts on the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. I already knew he was one of the top experts out there, but I just love and feel like I know Bill Still, even though it's the first time we've personally talked, because of seeing his film, five or six times, when locals here aired it on TV over and over again back in the late 1990s. And I already knew a lot about the Federal Reserve, but they laid it out so well. I mean, I loved Gilbert Griffin's film, Creature from Jekyll Island, but that's more one-dimensional. This is three-dimensional and so important. Okay, we've gotten up to Andrew Jackson. I mean, Americans don't know the struggles we've had, and that we had 10, 11, 12% growth rates previously. Zero inflation until the bankers take over in 1913. But going back to the 1830s and Andrew Jackson.
Well, with the if you step back to Hamilton and Washington, Washington was not a financial expert. Obviously, he was a terrific first president and founder. But Hamilton pushed the idea of the private banks. He was connected to European financial powers. And you had opposed to him Jefferson, Monroe, Adams, almost everybody. But because of the needs of the government in Washington, he didn't side with Jefferson. He sided with Hamilton because he just didn't understand it. And there was a lot of ignorance about it at that time.
There were internal struggles within the government.
That's right. And Hamilton's view prevailed briefly with the First Bank of the United States. It had a 20-year charter. When it expired in 1811, there was an attempt to restore the charter, and that was defeated. In 1816, the Second Bank of the United States, which is very similar to the Fed, and again, it gives this private money creation power out of the government into private hands because these banks were owned by private stock.
That'd be like if I called my business Federal Government Bookstore and just claimed I was the federal government selling books. I mean, it's the same thing.
Right. And so the Second Bank of the United States, chartered in 1816, was the one Andrew Jackson fought against. He fought to have the charter defeated and not renewed. He was ultimately successful. In the whole process, there was an assassination attempt against him. Both guns misfired, so he was spared.
Is that not providence?
Well, it is, of course, and the United States was spared falling under the control of bankers at that time. So we had kind of a free, laissez-faire banking situation until the Civil War, and there was tremendous prosperity and growth in the country. And that was, with very few exceptions in that period, that was basically the situation until the middle of the Civil War, when Lincoln needed money to finance the war effort. He got Congress to provide it initially by simply issuing money called greenbacks, because the back of them was printed with green ink, but it was just U.S. notes. So they were government notes that were used to pay bills, to pay soldiers, to pay for ammunition and so forth.
That's right. The European bankers had sidled up to him, and tried to get him into debt, and he said no, and they just pulled their hair out with rage. Meanwhile, they were funding the South, trying to break the country up.
That's right. It's not uncommon for major bankers to fund both sides in a war, because they're after primarily profits, unfortunately. So Congress eventually initially supported Lincoln and these U.S. notes, which he had about $400 million issued at that time, which is a colossal amount of money, to finance the war. But then Congress turned against him as the bankers financed politicians who were not in favor of these U.S. notes. So Lincoln had to compromise. I think it was in 1863, and in order to get more of these U.S. notes, he had to reestablish the central banking system through the National Banking Act.
We'll take it from there when we get back. Long segment coming up with both of our amazing guests. PrisonPlanet.com. It's been newly designed. Check it out.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Carmack, the maker of an amazing film, The Money Masters. I can think of no film overall that is more central to our entire world. They are the great architects. They took control of the world through fraud. They have steered our societal development for 100 years at least in the Western world. They had almost complete domination in England 200 years ago. And of course, we skipped over how they ran the scam with Napoleon saying he'd won to make them run on the banks and then buy it all up. I mean, there's so much to talk about, and I want to spend some time on monetary reform. The problem is when you've got a general public that really thinks there's no oil because of peak oil, the media tells them there's no more oil, that's why they're paying more, not that the dollar's been devalued. When you've got a public that doesn't even know what dollar devaluation means, what currency inflation means, what hyperinflation means, and I'm not being sardonic, I'm not even that smart. I mean, I want to make that clear. It's so obvious. Our whole history is struggling against these people, and you brought us up to the Civil War. Please continue, Pat and Bill.
Well, if I could just insert a quote by Otto von Bismarck during the, just shortly after the Lincoln era. Bismarck, of course, was Chancellor of Germany. He put it this way, quote, "Not to be doubted, I know of absolute certainty that the division of the United States into two federations of equal force was decided long before the Civil War by the high financial powers of Europe. These bankers were afraid that the United States, if they remained as one block and were to develop as one nation, would attain economic and financial independence, which would upset the capitalist domination of Europe over the world." And also something else Pat neglected to mention was and I'll let him speak to it because he has more facts at the tip of his fingers than I do, and that's the result of the United States not rechartering the first bank in the United States in 1811 was the British threatened to invade the country if the bank was not rechartered, and of course the recharter bill did not pass Congress, and that the British did invade, and that was the absolute root cause of the War of 1812.
Well, let me stop you. The IMF, the World Bank, their documents have come out. That's why Serbia was attacked. They had their own bank. That's why Iraq got set up and told to invade Kuwait and then blown to bits because they wouldn't allow the central banks to come in and take over. Every rogue nation on the PNAC list is a country that isn't dominated by the private central banks. So this is a hive Borg that took us over a long time ago. Go ahead.
Yeah, in fact, on that point, if people are interested, they can go to the IMF annual reports, and there's a chart that's in each one. It's called the Nations in Arrears, and the Nations in Arrears almost invariably are those that are either invaded, there's a coup, they're bombed. If any nation that has things like that happen to them or one of those Nations in Arrears, it's in effect a collection effort. And it's to get them in line with the fractional reserve banking system of the West. But to go back to Lincoln and bring it up rather quickly, he had to compromise with the New York bankers at that time. So he passed the National Banking Act of 1863 and then 1864. This restored much of the power, not all, and it was decentralized to the banks so they could create money, but it was limited. That situation prevailed, and I'll skip through some of the minor things that happened in the interim, but prevailed until the 20th century. And in 1907, there was an artificial panic created by the J.P. Morgan interest in New York City, which resulted in the bankruptcy of some of the local banks in New York City. And there was a call that they financed for bank reform, and this was, of course, engineered by them, and the bank reform they wanted was the restoration of a national central bank privately owned. And ultimately, to cut that history a little short, it resulted in the passage in 1913 under Woodrow Wilson of the Federal Reserve Act.
And for those that don't know, I don't want to cut this too short because it's so central. They ran all these big newspaper articles saying, oh, it's horrible, don't pass the Federal Reserve Act, J.P. Morgan and the Rockefellers, and oh my gosh, it's so evil, don't do it. And that fooled the public into supporting it, but still there wasn't enough support, so they passed it in the dead of night a few days before Christmas, as they always do. And then they had their dupe, Woodrow Wilson, before they poisoned him on the train, who wrote letters saying, I've been scammed. It's a private takeover. The New World Order is bad. You know, it's a British aristocracy takeover. And that's all in the history. But, again, we have a public who doesn't even know what a continent is or who the vice president is. So how are they going to know about all this?
Well, that's right. The Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt and Taft were both financed in part by bankers, hoping they would support a central banking act. They didn't. They both opposed it. And that's why they had to get a Democrat in. Of course, William Jennings Bryan had opposed it most dramatically in his Cross of Gold speech. But Bryant failed to get elected president, and the bankers financed this unknown Woodrow Wilson. He was the president of Princeton.
I want to stop you again. We've gone from every newspaper, every president, everyone knowing, huge debates, to it's a conspiracy theory, the Federal Reserve isn't private, everything's wonderful.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Alex. The public at that time was very well informed. Most of the leading politicians were. They had to find ignorant ones, which wasn't easy, to raise up in order to use them to get their bills passed. And Wilson was one of them. He was totally ignorant on economics. He was schooled in it by agents for the bankers, and he ultimately signed a Federal Reserve Act, which he later deeply regretted when he understood what he had done.
Yeah, Edward Mandel House from right here in Austin, Texas.
That's right. House was told him to support the act. Some of the senators who passed it, in fact, they couldn't find anybody who'd read the thing. And it was passed, as you said, it was during the Christmas break. There is a mythology on it that really didn't have enough votes and so forth. It did, but it was done when many of the senators and representatives were gone. I think it was signed on Christmas Day, in fact, by Wilson. And so it became the law of the land. Whether or not there's legal flaws enough to it to attack is another argument, and there probably are, but nonetheless, it is the present law, and it allows bankers, private banks, to create money. And the mechanism for that we can go into here, and it's probably a good place to do it.
And now they can crony whoever they like. They can use their own loans to buy up all the industries, assets, governments. And now I want to get to what they're currently doing to us today. I mean, we can go through the National Security Act and how they built the police state apparatus or the federally chartered state police and how we're all federalized now. But these criminals, if they're fully going to social engineer us and really turn us into chattel slaves physically, not just financially, they've got to have a police state mechanism in place to make sure we don't ever, if we ever do find out, put them in prison for their crimes. So now we have the police state grid and the prisons in place, and now they're bringing us down to the final, taking us from any semblance of a free market into a new feudal state.
Well, you know, there's two arguments on that. One of them is that, you know, the best form of slavery are slaves who want their slavery, who desire it and don't really even know what freedom is or seek it. And that's accomplished, you know, in history through ignorance, you know, through making sure that people aren't educated, don't understand.
And through debt, yeah.
And through debt, that's certainly the case. And so we've seen the middle class, for instance, disappear since about 1971 at the rate of about 1% per year. And so the average American's considerably worse off financially, to the point where now when the average American retires at about age 65, or when they used to retire at age 65, they have zero net wealth. Now, 100 years ago, at around 1900, typically an American family owned a farm debt-free. So they had a means of production, they had no debt, and they were independent, and they had independent thought. In 100 years, that's reversed as we've urbanized and people have gone further into debt through from the Federal Reserve Act, the consequences of it. So now the average American at 65 owns nothing. Which is incredible.
And they're systematically changing laws to shut down the family farms and ranches. The Tyson chickens don't have to have tracker chips, but everybody else is due to shut them down. I mean, it's all happening now.
Yeah, and the nature of the system is that there's never enough money for the populace, so that increasingly people have to go into debt. And because all of our money is created out of debt. It's a debt money system. And so how that's actually accomplished is typically what happens in this country. Let's take, for instance, a year like the current one where the deficit's going to exceed $400 billion. Well, where does the government get that? If they don't raise taxes and they haven't sufficiently to do that, then they have to borrow it. If they borrowed $400 billion on the credit markets, it'd collapse the economy because there'd be no money for anything else, no money to finance industry or house buying or anything. So what they do is the Federal Reserve, in the case, using the example of needing $400 billion, the government needing to borrow that, the Federal Reserve steps in and buys $40 billion, or 10% of the amount needed, of government bonds. Or lately, they've used it for other purposes, but typically for government bonds. So, where do they get that $40 billion? Well, the Fed creates it out of nothing. It's on a keyboard. That money's transferred to the banks of the sellers of those bonds. That could be you or me or anybody that owns a government bond, T-bill, so forth. So they buy those. So that $40 billion goes into those banks. Those banks now, through the fractional reserve banking, can loan out 90% of that money. So a $40 billion, they can loan out $36 billion.
Well, that, and then they create subsidiaries and leverage it out again to the power of infinity.
Sure.
Well, and if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by and kill you. Gentlemen, we got a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what you think is going to happen now that we're going into this phase of hyperinflation. And then I want to keep it till 40 after. I want to do 10 minutes on solutions. And, folks, you got to get the film, 3-plus hours long, available at Infowars.com, 1995. It is the Money Masters. It is. You'll have a master's degree in this once you've seen it. Or you can remain ignorant. We'll be right back with our amazing guest after this quick break.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why, what's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
We will not be forgotten.
Willie Nelson says it all right here.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. But the rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll rise again.
Well, we've got a former banker who is our friend on the line with us. Pat Carmack, the producer, the maker of the Money Masters, and the fellow went all over the world and did a splendid job. Former newspaper editor and reporter of presenting the information all over the world. Bill Still, this is a short segment, the final segment with you guys coming up with solutions. But right now, gentlemen, I mean, Ron Paul, Joseph Stiglitz, the head of New York Business School, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I mean, I've interviewed them all. They say if things aren't reversed, and they're not going to be, it looks like, within 2.5 years, a hyperinflationary depression that makes 1929 U.S. look tame, more of a German Weimar Republic type blood in the streets.
Well, that's correct. And unfortunately, since you are convinced by the U.S. note solution that we offer, you're going to be one of the few. There's going to be an increasing drumbeat for a gold-backed solution. That is the alternative solution. That's why the bankers unloaded Fort Knox back in late 1960s, early 70s. That's my belief. That's
no, I agree. They always know that Ponzi schemes come to an end. They got to start a new one.
And they will be the ones ultimately behind and funding this return to a gold-backed currency. That's what I believe is behind the Ludwig von Mises Institute. And you know, you're going to be swimming against the tide.
I want to be clear. I think those pushing for gold mean well, because it would be better than the current system at its end. But you're right; it puts us just back into another monopoly of currency situation.
Yeah, as long as fractional reserve banking itself, the ability of these private banks to create money, isn't the primary focus, if it's redirected to the nature of money, whether it be gold or silver or, you know, any other form of a basket of commodities has been proposed, like, you know, a portion of wheat and rice and so on. Anything like that's a red herring. It doesn't matter if, in fact, the private banks are still creating the money, because they're still going to be concentrating wealth more and more into their own hands.
That's it. It's real simple. It's a rigged game. Who always wins a game of Monopoly? The bank. The bank always wins. They have an 18-wheeler full of funny money, folks, and you're fighting your life out for a few little scraps of pink and purple and green paper.
Well, we kind of hopped over William Jennings Bryan. Bryan gave what was widely considered to be the most important speech at the Democratic National Convention when he was running for president. And in the conclusion, he put it this way: we will answer their demand for a gold standard, in other words, a return to a gold-backed money, by saying to them, you shall not press down upon the brow of labor this crown of thorns. You shall not crucify mankind upon a cross of gold. Bryan understood the situation.
By the way, I'm flattered by the New York Times calling me the William Jennings Bryan of the 9/11 Truth Movement. Just not tooting my horn. It's just crazy to be compared to him. Go ahead.
Well, you should be flattered because that's high praise. You know, Brian's one of the people who's been expunged from history, just like much of Andrew Jackson's heroic acts to save the country from the bankers, because typically they either own or have a major interest or advertise in a way with publishing houses, so that this whole part of important part of history is just gone. So here's an interesting little quote from Sir Josiah Stamp, the director of the Bank of England in 1928, and he was the second wealthiest man in England at the time. He said, "If you wish to remain the slaves of bankers and pay the cost of your own slavery, let them continue to create money." And we've got in the videos, you know, there's many quotes like that. There's a lot
hundreds.
Of
it's unbelievable. Yeah. And who's the fellow that does that voiceover?
He was a radio talk show host who is now deceased. I forget his name, but he just had a great voice, didn't he?
Well, I'm just telling you, Bill, that, you know, because I've made a few films myself. You're a great presenter and a great voiceover too. I'm just a big fan of you. Final segment, gentlemen.
You.
Oh, you bet. Final segment, gentlemen. I want to come back, and I mean, as a one-off film, you guys went to master level out of the gates. You guys are naturals. I wish you'd make more films. When we come back, I want to do a final segment with you on solutions. Then Steve Watson joins us from London, England. He got picked up by the secret police, all part of the new freedom. Stay with us. Final segment with our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soleil Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soleil Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soleil Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soleil Smile. Order some today at SoleilSmile.com. That's SoleilSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With their fabulous wealth, the European private banking families married into the royalty. This predatory hybrid of control freak, merciless psychopaths engineered and funded the modern eugenics movement, the movement of propaganda and advertising. They have dumbed the population down. They're carrying out chemical weapon and biological weapon soft kill operations against the whole planet. They've decided they want to play God and reduce the world's population forcibly by 80-90% in all of their public treatises. They are setting up a worldwide police state grid to reduce us to 500 million. That's the other side of the story. They've got to bankrupt you so you're a peon slave so they can carry out their eugenics on you. You see, if you're middle class, you'll be educated, informed, and have a chance to combine forces as a middle class to overthrow the hegemonic corrupt elite. The enemy has studied history. That's why they call it the final revolution. They intend on damming up resistance forever and ensuring their monopoly of power forever as the elite and their progeny travel to the stars. It is the ultimate greediness and self-centeredness, and the words I'm telling you are their own. They intend to blot us out of history, to strike our names off all the monuments. We will not even be remembered in history if the elite has their way. Their evil has metastasized into a nightmare vision from hell itself. Steve Watson waiting in the wings, 10 minutes away. Heads up Infowars.net and is the weekend editor of PrisonPlanet.com. Himself picked up by the secret police in England that are now everywhere. We've got a bunch of mainstream news about that. They also stand by while children drown. That's mainstream news saying it's not their job to save drowning children in the Thames. This is the dehumanization and the robotic brain system that they've been given. In closing, with our amazing guests, Pat Carmack and Bill Still of the Money Masters film, solutions, gentlemen, solutions. How do we put your Monetary Reform Act that I do believe, and I've read scores of books from all different sides and studied it and interviewed most of the world's experts, I believe your plan is preeminent, but first there should be a public debate about why we're going into this hardship, and then a debate so the people can choose the system they want. But unfortunately, as you were saying, we're going to be thrown from one fire into another pit. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Well, I'd like to take credit for the act, and I'm sure Bill would too, but really its antecedents include Milton Friedman and many other monetary reformers. But the essence of it is very simple. It's that the United States government pays off its national debt with United States notes, and
that are debt-free,
and that are debt-free that it creates out of nothing. Now, the objection to that is always raised, well, that would be hyperinflationary because there's $9.5 trillion in national debt, and that would be true. And so to take care of that part of it, and this was Friedman's brilliant contribution, is at the same time you simultaneously increase the reserve requirements for banks from 10%, which it is now, which is what allows them to create 90% of the U.S. money supply.
Yes, your inflationary plan curve is microscopic compared to the black hole vortex that fractional reserve banking creates, where it's mathematically a certainty designed to implode all wealth unto itself.
Well, right, but actually, if you increase the reserve requirement to 100% during the same time period where you're paying off the national debt, which we propose is a year, then there is no inflation. They exactly equal each other. So it's a brilliant solution that is, you know, principally earlier reformers and Milton Friedman's that the video goes into. And it's also detailed on our website. It's on the page that says Monetary Reform Act. Under it's the moneymasters.com website.
That's right, moneymasters.com to get the Monetary Reform Act.
Yeah, it's the word "the" in front of it. And you can read the whole thing. It's 18 sections, and we go into considerable detail in it. But that would abolish the ability of private banks to create money.
This is the stake. Do we have the energy to approach the vampires and to drive it through their hearts?
Well, that's a question of political will, but the last time that there was a reasonable prospect of reform was in the Great Depression. And, of course, as many economic commentators have noted, we're in the closest thing to it since that time period. At that time, you had a lot of brilliant reform proposals, and they were promoted by people who were widely listened to by the American people, including Bob La Follette, Huey Long, Father Coughlin, these had tens of millions of listeners and followers, and people were becoming educated about how the economic system works, and many partial reform proposals were passed at that time, but not the Federal Reserve was not abolished. The war intervened, but so we're in a similar situation where people are, you know, the economy is becoming so bad that people are paying attention, they're reading, they're listening, and of course, shows like this help educate the public.
And I'd just like to say that the argument that you'll hear against this is that bankers should be responsible for creating money. They're the only ones that know how to do it.
And they said that in 1913 and promised no more panics that were microscopic compared to the Great Depression, and they engineered the Great Depression just a few years later.
And what this is a plutocracy. That concept is the very basis of plutocracy, which is ruled by the rich. That's what we have today. We do not have a democracy. We have a plutocracy. If you believe in democracy, you must believe that the closest federally elected body, the people, the Congress, should control money. And no less an authority than Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, you know, another objection is, well, we're just turning it back over to Congress, which we've said the bankers control. Well, that's true, but the bankers control it through the creation of wealth. If you take away that vehicle from them, then you begin to rebuild the independence of
Congress. And you put the power of fiat currency in the hands of the people, and you educate them about its nature, and it's very transparent, and you debate it and discuss it, and then it energizes back to 10-12% growth rates and back to where one person can work and the family can have milk and honey. With our manufacturing systems today, we could all live like kings, but the elite aren't going to allow that. And so this is your entire future, ladies and gentlemen. You better go to themoneymasters.com, read the monetary reform section. If you don't, shame on you, and you better go to InfoWars.com and get the DVD for $19.95 while you're at it. Get my new film, Truth Rising, and have groups to your house. Show this to people. Show this to your local economics professor or your business teacher in public school. People are very receptive to this right now, and I hear them like blind sheep saying, oh, why is everything so expensive? I mean, they're so economically ignorant that I talk to business people, and they don't understand currency devaluation and how it's being done by design and how the private banking families have put all their assets into real commodities and property, and then now they're leaving us at the tail end of the Ponzi scheme holding the bag, and then now they're going to pose as saviors again. The Federal Reserve has said, oh, give us global power for a global bank. Buy carbon credits from us. That'll be their new Ponzi bubble along with the gold, as you were saying. And they've said, come to us. We will regulate all banks globally. We will make you buy carbon credits. So they screw it all up, pose as the saviors. Not only do we have no hope of averting the disaster, but we have no hope of ever getting out of it if they're able to go to the next level. They've got their grid in place to make the Great Depression look like a Tea Party. And 8 million people, according to a major university study that came out last month in the Associated Press, starved to death during the Great Depression during the 9 years. We now are 90% urban, not 90% agrarian and rural, so it'll be much worse now. We're talking about, gentlemen, do you see any way of averting the depression they're engineering?
No, there's absolutely no way outside of the Monetary Reform Act. And everything else will come to naught.
Well, historically, I mean, there is, you know, one way that has been used is war, and because it changes the whole, you know, it results in all kinds of economic controls and so forth.
And that's a psychological diversion, so we accept the depression. The war is only meant as a salve, as a foil, as a shield for the bankers to go ahead and implode things, but then have us rally around them while they suck our blood.
That's right, and it also continues the process of concentrating more and more wealth in their hands even more rapidly.
Well, gentlemen, I want to close the interview with Professor Carol Quigley, renowned late Georgetown historian, President Clinton's mentor. The powers of financial capitalism had a far-reaching plan, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political systems of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. Their secret is that they have annexed from governments, monarchies, and republics, the power to create the world's money. And gentlemen, you have created a Rosetta Stone to expose and defeat the enemy. I salute you both, and I want to have you back up, both of you, for 2 hours in the near future to focus more on reform and the history and to take calls. I salute you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Take care. There they go. The producers of the Money Masters. Get it at InfoWars.com today or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's in the shopping cart, and there's a link on the front page of InfoWars.com. Now, joining us from London, England, for the balance of this hour, before Ralph Winterrude joins us in the final hour, is Steve Watson. He is the head of InfoWars.net. And, of course, he also is the weekend editor of PrisonPlanet.com, two of my most successful sites. A few years ago, I was in England, not just bullhorning Parliament a day before they banned protests in that area, the birthplace of the Magna Carta. It was actually running me, but that's where it's enshrined there in 1215. Then I, before that, I was just filming in the streets of London and talking to people about, what do you think about what's happening? What do you think about these street cameras? And police would listen to what you had to say, and if they didn't like it, they'd walk over and say, give me your name, give me your ID, I'm putting you in a database, big long form. And then they'd say, turn your camera off, don't tape me, and you're not allowed to tape in London. I'd say, what's the law? And they just said, shut up. And start, you know, petting their billy clubs. They also have these minion Stasi police that are just citizens but have the common law right to arrest that really any citizen has. And they questioned us and bossed us about. But now millions and millions of people have been put in the database. And they're everywhere. And they leave foreigners alone. They leave real thugs alone. They've been told to. More and more thugs are imported to scare the British into submission. And this is secret police, just like in Cuba or in Russia or in Nazi Germany. And they just come over and say, where are you going? What are you doing? I want to see inside your pockets. And it's in the news, they mainly target old people. Now, there's another mainstream media report of the parents are about to sue where this little girl fell into the water. A little child fell in the water. And then the brother jumped in. They were drowning, and they did drown. And it was right there on the edge of the river. And the police said, we don't do that. We are not authorized to help people under orders. Only a, quote, full officer can do it. So they waited and watched them die. And these people are robotic. And they have been, they're told, you advance the more robotic you are. So this happened to Steve Watson, and now you're arrested. If you say you don't like hot food, you're putting a terror database as a child. That's mainstream news. You can't make this up. London Telegraph. It's all happening. It's all what you say, what you do. No society's ever been this controlled. Steve Watson, tell us what happened.
Well, hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, my friend.
Good to be back on. Well, yeah, basically what happened to me was I was coming back into London on Sunday. I'd been to a festival to see Neil Young play, which was very good indeed. So I was in high spirits and basically walking with my girlfriend, deciding how we were going to get home. Came into Trafalgar Square, we're debating which bus to get home. Suddenly, I hear this voice order me, just says, you, stand over there. So, at first I thought, you know, they must be talking to somebody behind me. Turn around and there's two bright yellow jacketed police community support officers standing there. And I just said, are you talking to me? And he said, just repeated it robotically, just stand over there.
That's right. And they also cover their badges. It's all about not knowing who they are either. They're starting that here in the United States. It's about letting you know you're the slave. That's why you take your shoes off at the airport to get athlete's foot, why they yell at you. It's all about being trained how to be a slave.
So, yeah. And so I said, no, thanks. I think I'll just stay here. And I was, you know, just stood near the bus stop. And he just repeated it again, stand over there. And this went on for about 5 minutes until I said to him, look, I'm not going to move until you tell me why you want me to move. Which, you know, they have to give you a reason. They can't just stop anybody and say, and order them around. So this went on for a while. And then he started saying, we can either do this the easy way or the hard way. Now, I don't know what the hard way is, but basically, he's just ordering me around, speaking to me as if I'm some kind of animal. Or...
Well, that's the new thing here. If you ask police here, most of them, and I've been to Chicago, New York, all over, they'll just say, you want to do this the easy way or the hard way? People that ask questions get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So anyway, after 5 minutes, he eventually said, I'm stopping you because I saw you adjust your shirt and put your hand in your pocket. So, naturally, I was a little bit baffled by this.
Now, Steve, I sat on park benches and rode around in buses and watched them all over harassing people. They now do it in D.C. I just witnessed it there a month ago. You're a good-looking guy. I've seen some of your other girlfriends. I don't know this girlfriend. Probably good-looking. They hate good-looking, happy-looking people. It's just lowest common denominator, scum trolls out harassing people, and I've seen it. They go after people they're jealous of. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So he started saying to me, have you got what's in your pocket? Have you got anything in your pocket that you shouldn't have? So I just said, like what? And he just went, you tell me. And so I'm just saying, well, no, you tell me. It's your job. You've stopped me. You tell me what you think I've got in my pocket. And this went on for another few minutes until this was at sort of 12:45 a.m. It was 12:45 in the morning. So I just wanted to get home, really. I mean, it was in Trafalgar Square. It's still a busy area at that time. But I was tired. I just wanted to go home. And so I sped up the situation by...
You submitted
giving him... No, I didn't submit, but I sped up the situation because I know what they do, these police support communities.
No, my point is the general public's being trained. I mean, they train children to go on FEMA buses to camps, but go ahead.
Basically, if you don't give them ID or show them what's in your pocket, they just call the police. You have to wait half an hour for the police to come. And then if you don't cooperate with the police, they take you to the police station. So I just wanted to go home, so I said, look, I've got nothing in my pocket. Showed him what was in my pocket, gave him ID. He put a call into the higher authorities to check that I wasn't a wanted felon. And all the while he's got this colleague who's, you know, stood a few steps away from me just saying, look, this is just procedure. You've done nothing wrong. You've got nothing to worry about. Just let him get on with it. Just, you know, in a
And it's a procedure to go through airport scanners that scan your naked body now in mobile trucks. It's just a procedure to take your blood on the side of the highway from Austin, Texas, to Chicago, Illinois, without true warrants. It's just a procedure to have them put mercury in your child's vaccine as they have convulsions. I want to talk behind scenes with you, Steve. Stay there. We're going to Steve right now.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Okay, Steve Watson, during the behind the scenes with PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the InfoWars stream listeners, we were talking about how they're putting 3-year-olds in criminal databases if they say yuck when the government school feeds them curry. Yuck is now not allowed. Police are called. I mean, we're not kidding, folks. This is maximum enforcement on the general public. Just absolute control. So finish up. He's there with the big form, filling it out on you. You're going in the national database because you put your hand in your pocket at a bus stop. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't filling in a form until he asked me, "Do you want to wait 15 minutes while I fill in this form?" And I just said, "No, I don't want to wait 15 minutes. Just fill it in and put me in the database with, you know, the rest of the innocent people."
Yeah, yeah. He was offering you a copy. He was going to fill the form out. I had two forms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have to, by law.
Let's be clear. Just like the federal marshal said last year in the Denver Post, they said, look, we're ordered with quotas to put people in it. Children, a mother takes a photo out a plane window. For the rest of their lives, they're listed as terrorists. This is false. We've been ordered to put innocent people in. Now there's over 2 million Britons in this in just a year. That means they over, 25 years, each individual, that's how much time has been spent filling this out. If one person did all the filling out, Paul? I mean, Steve?
Yeah, there was an article in the Telegraph yesterday, because there were a load of figures released yesterday by the government, stop and search figures. And this is the other thing. We've separated it into stop and search and stop and account.
Now, that's not all. They also, even mainstream reporters, are grabbing cameras of all types in rural areas and cities. They'll come up to news vans and grab cameras, and then they give them a form saying camera confiscated and you don't get it back. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, and the figures released yesterday showed that there's been a rise of 1/3 in the amount of people stopped. It's now close to 2 million people were stopped, which was a rise from 1.4 million the previous year.
Now, in New York last year, I saw the numbers. They went up from like 200,000 to 500,000+ random searches. And you'll be in New York. They'll block off the street. Everybody get up the wall. This is in Endgame, by the way. Not an Endgame, in Truth Rising, my newest film. And they just cordon off the street, search every person, search every car. No warrants. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, and what was I saying? The most common reason for the searches that was given is the police suspect they've got drugs or stolen property, and they're searching them under terrorism laws. So it's a clear merging of crime prevention.
Guilty
with terrorism.
Until proven innocent. Well, when they have all these come to the local tattletale FBI meeting, you get there to fight terror. We got video of it, and they say, "All right, is your neighbor smoking pot? Are they dumping garbage? Are they spanking their kids? Report this to us. You're now deputy minions." And because there is no real terror that they're not staging.
Yeah, and the government here continues to, push for even stronger stop and search laws under the Terrorism Act. I mean, at the moment, police can carry out random searches. They designate an area, a chief officer does, and they can just go in there and carry.
We just lost our connection to London. Oh, okay, good. You're back with us, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yep.
It's probably my SDN. It's been hellish. Stay there. We're going to come back. I'm going to do one more segment. But this article's up on Infowars.net. It's very eloquent. Lots of links to what they're doing. I mean, Steve, this is already Orwellian to the max. This is already the prisoner on steroids, and it's only getting worse.
Indeed, yeah.
So we'll come back with a final segment with Steve Watson, then Ralph Winterrude from Alaska is going to be joining us to talk about these private federal agencies. Letter of mark is what they have. It's like the Queen of England would say to private shipping groups, go out and rob whoever you want. Here's a letter of mark. Well, that's what most government agencies are now. We'll be talking about that. Steve Watson, stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, there are hundreds of articles in every major British and U.S. paper hyping war with Iran, saying they've got EMP weapons to destroy all our electronics in the U.S., nukes, deadly poison monkeys. They're claiming their little missiles that go a couple hundred miles are deadly. I mean, they're hyping everything. It is just clearly the push for war is on. And throughout the week, we're going to be covering all of this in great detail with other key guests. Jesse Ventura is scheduled for Monday or Tuesday. So we'll see what happens then. Got another big guest coming up later this week. Steve Watson, in closing, in the 4 minutes we've got before Ralph Winterrude joins us, any other key areas or points you want to make about what happened to you yesterday and how it ended after he put you into the terrorist database for life?
Yeah, well, I'm in there now with everyone else, but out of the 2 million, you know, the figures released yesterday, out of the 2 million people that were stopped, it's interesting to note that in the same year, only 221 were actually charged with terrorism offences, and after that fact, 40 were convicted. And we know from looking at the articles and reading about those 40 that they were basically all completely mentally retarded, basically. So they're terrorism suspects right there, but they stopped 2 million, they convicted 40.
Yeah, they their favorite thing is to arrest registered schizophrenics so they can beat up and drug up who they put on the news saying they did it. It's admitted, schizophrenics, or they will get people with 70 IQs or folks with brain injuries, and that's every one of them. Now, in your article, you list all the 84, 85, 80-year-old innocent people walking down the street. They're being grabbed. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's an 82-year-old, as I said before, in the break, there's an 82-year-old Labour MP called Walter Wolfgang. In 2005, he was ejected from the party conference for shouting nonsense when Jack Straw was defending his Iraq, the party's Iraq policy. He was detained under terrorism laws. There was an 11-year-old girl who was walking past a protest with her father who was searched by police under terrorism laws. There was a woman who was held for 4 hours by police for walking, or trespassing, as they called it, on a cycle path in Scotland. There's countless.
There was a woman arrested for a Times of London headline, I believe it was, 2 years ago, that said something bad about Blair, and the cops said, you're not allowed to have a newspaper that says that, and they arrested her.
Well, I think she was reading out names of soldiers who'd been killed in Iraq. She was just reading them out, and that was deemed protest, and she was detained under terrorism laws for reading a paper.
Now, again, folks, this is England. This is the United States. This is clear tyranny. They're making their move. Steve, what do we do about this?
Well, I mean, we've just got to... I mean, I've been getting emails telling me I should have just told them to, you know, to F off or whatever. But if you do that, you get detained under public offense.
No, these cockroaches would murder you on video camera and say you did it.
That's exactly what they want. That's the attitude that they want, what they want you to do. So I think we've got to just keep exposing it, rise above it, approach it with, you know, dignity and sound mind and not come down to the level that they want.
Well, the good news is the Brits are finally getting mad, and once you get them mad, once you get them mad, things seem to change. I mean, that's what I'm seeing in the news and talking to people. They are starting to figure out that they're in a lot of trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I got off lucky as well, because we've got an article up today about a young man who was basically pulled off a train, hauled to the ground, and had 6 or 7 submachine guns pointed at his head. He turned out he'd done nothing. It was just the wrong guy.
Well, so you're shocked by that in England. I mean, try being tasered to death every day for nothing. Soon they'll be murdering you everywhere, giggling, laughing, running around, drinking their fluoride, begging to be chemical attacked by their gods. Steve Watson, great job. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
There he goes. Read his great report at Infowars.net. Some people are saying this is fear-mongering. It's just the facts. They are going and grabbing three-year-olds for saying they don't like food.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide.
Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he has been fighting the New World Order for a long, long time. He's a radio talk show host. He also has a website and done a lot of research. And I've interviewed a lot of law experts, a lot of people that have been successful, actually found out what's real and what isn't. And I've been checking out Ralph Winteridge stuff for several years, and it's good info. It's what I separately have discovered. You have these thousands of agencies, state, local, federal, international, their private letter of marque. And the criminal government gives them a letter of marque to operate outside reality. That's why in the past, even military officers had to be commissioned by Congress. Well, now you have the complete, you know, different operation with private mercenaries like Blackwater Worldwide, who's now outside the U.S. coming in and going up against U.S. citizens. So I wanted to talk about his research into that, and then just some of the horror stories he's witnessed over the years and things that are happening. You know, you hear about England, where of a toddler in a government preschool, they feed them hot sauce there, and if they don't like the hot sauce, that's there. Then police come, and they're put for life into a racism database and lose all basically their liberties. You think that's crazy. Well, it's meant to be crazy. It's meant to get everybody in the system, to get them in now. And it's the same thing here in the U.S. I mean, the government is predatory. It is coming for you, period. Remember, this is a government that thousands of times marches U.S., British troops into gas chambers, murders them in sarin VX nerve gas test, and then tells their families they died of the flu. This is a government that puts mercury in our vaccines, fluoride in our water, sodium fluoride, knowing it hurts us. We have their own documents on that. This is a eugenics super state whose number one job, we have their own documents, destroy the family, break down the sovereignty, debase the dollar. It's all happening. And Ralph Winterrude, I think it's best you describe yourself, what you think people should know for an audience that may not know who you are, about how you got started in this and what you've discovered.
Well, I got started in this. I was in the telecommunications business, and I had the largest privately held telephone connect company in Alaska. And when I went to bid this, I found out that they had added $7 million to a sealed bid, and I took it to the Supreme Court, and they said they couldn't see the problem. And I said, what in the world is going on? I mean, we got a couple of pieces of paper that a 10-year-old kid could figure out. They added $7 million to a sealed bid. So I got around and I started doing research.
But hold on. Explain what that means for people.
Well, what that means is I had a bid for $5 million, and these other people had bid $1.5 million. They forgot to add in another $7 million. The bid was opened, and all of a sudden they allowed them to add $7 million to a sealed bid that had been opened in public. And I took it to the Supreme Court because this is a real simple issue, right? I said, you know, the lawyer said, this is good. I said, what's good? It's simple. Go to the Supreme Court of Alaska, and they said, we don't see a problem.
So basically, that was in the days before they just did no-bid contracts and engaged in whatever fraud they wanted and paid 100 times what something was worth to their buddy. I mean, now it's just out-and-out total criminality. John McCain goes to England, goes to the Rothschild Palace, raises a couple million dollars. Every dollar is a felony. The news admits it's a felony, and he just says, go to hell. They're just completely lawless now, but please continue.
Well, they were there then. The telecommunications is probably right up there with the absolute rottenest, most corrupt, because I had no idea when I got into that business. I was offered I had to pay up from anywhere from 2 to 5% of the bid to get the job. I was offered money to not complain about losing a bid. I had no idea. I mean, it was just rotten clear to the top, and finally the state of Alaska quit going to bid just because of me, because I took them to the Supreme Court of Alaska a couple times. And that's what got me started doing this.
By the way, just fighting for Access TV, payoffs to people. I've got people sent to prison for stealing money, PIs following us, all sorts of threats, cutting our show off cable, literally turning the switch off. I mean, exactly. It's so rotten. It's kind of like a tree. In fact, I have a tree in my backyard that we like. It's an oak tree. Thought it was healthy. All of a sudden, a big limb just fell off, and there's carpenter ants all in it. That's basically us. We look healthy, but under the surface, we're just nothing but a big fat maggot. Go ahead.
So, anyway, I really got involved in the research. I actually got their signatures, and I ran under the Patriot Party, which was a breakoff of Ross Perot, unknowing that that was taken over by Farrakhan. And so anyway, I ran for governor of the state of Alaska, and I saw on the election results, I saw numbers go backwards. Can you believe that? They were scared spitless that I would just get, I mean, I wasn't going to win, but they didn't want the party established. But so anyway, I really got involved in this heavy because I am a guy that I want to do, I want to know what's going on. I want the real truth. Because I went all over. I met with the Montana Freeman. I met with the Republic of Texas people. And, you know, just to see what was really, what they were up to. I knew the Montana Freeman personally. Because back then I had money. And I got hooked up with Dan Metter, which is now deceased. And that's how I got involved in the IRS issues. And then Greg Pound here in the last year, I got involved with the child custody issues. Before that,
and that's
also,
what I want to talk about. That's what I want to talk about is two subjects, the horror stories of the child issues and how it's totally lawless. And I've been there. I've watched it. I've been to court. You're right. It's not even reality. And then I also want to get into first these agencies for people to understand how illegitimate this government is.
Well, what I discovered is we have no government. It's been gone a long time because you have to understand the real basics of a constitutional republic. If it's of the people, by the people, for the people, there are some bright line issues. And by the way, before I forget to say this, the IRS is broke. It's absolutely, we are attacking it. But the bright line issues for a constitutional republic are quite simple. And these are tests that must be made, because anytime someone comes up to you, it's by what authority are you authorized over my life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, including property. For a constitutional republic, if we're the sovereigns, number one, we must have a contract called our constitution. There's a limited delegation of power called, it's like a limited power of attorney. Okay, so this person comes up to me. Okay, your office, powers and duties, must be created either by the Constitution or by the legislature, defining what exercise, what part of it you're going to do. So number one, we got to have the office. That's got to be created. Number two, to qualify for that office, there's only two ways you get there. You must have a certificate of election from the qualified electors, or number two, you must have a civil commission of which the signature is the evidence of the appointment. That was established back in Marbury versus Madison in 1803. So now we got two ways to get to the office. Number three, to enter that office then, you, number one, must have an oath of office, but it's an oath of office as a public officer, which means you have discretion. They just do oath of office. That's for employees, which I'll get to in a minute. And then when you get into this office, after you've done the oath of office as a public officer, to keep you honest, it was set up to have what's called a performance bond, which is known as official bond, where you must put up your personal assets to make sure you're honest. Now, in Alaska, we still have all of the official bonds on the books. Would you like to guess how many official bonds we have in Alaska?
None.
You got it, because we have no public officers. Now, so once that was established, the test that I came to, and over the years with child custody and the IRS, and the president of the Senate, Lida Green, she's not going to run anymore, but she's president of the Senate out of Juneau, Alaska, said with agencies, this is right out of her office, we fund them, we do not control them, and they have no oversight. Now, when you go checking...
Let me stop you. Just an example for laymen out there, Ralph Winterrood, and this is so important, his info's dead on, folks. Listen carefully. LCRA, private group with quasi-governmental power. They own most of the water in Central Texas. They have SWAT teams. They have cameras up all over Austin. They surveil us all. They arrest people. They surveil people. They tried to, before I even knew who they were, about 12 years ago, said to the local radio station, we want to spend a bunch of money advertising. They don't advertise anything. It was just these public service announcements. But we don't like Alex Jones. We don't want it on his show. and we don't want him talking about us. Well, the program director and the manager said, I've never heard of anything like this, but they said they're going to advertise, but don't talk about them. Did you say something about them? And I said, no, I don't even know who the LCRA is. That's why I found out. I mean, that's how diabolical, but I didn't even know who they were, and they were trying to make payments to keep me quiet. I mean, do you understand this? I mean, yeah. This folks said it's so shot, you have no idea. They got the force, they got the troops, they got the machine guns, and they rule you, and they're going to take your property. Go ahead, Ralph.
So now, I tracked this all the way back, and right after the Civil War, they did some very nefarious things. They usurped the executive and judicial power. The executive power of the United States, 59 years later, finally the Supreme Court got around and restored part of that. But what they did is they set up what's called independent establishment, which means they're totally outside the government. And their reason was, well, they'll be free of all political people that are working on it. And they'll be a great thing. They're called independent agencies today. So what these things are, they sit outside of our government. And what they do is Congress or the state gives marching orders to these agencies. Now, these agencies, because they are foreign, they're actually you could call them foreign and domestic enemies. What they do to rule us, then Congress said we are going to fund these things, and they will publish in the Federal Register, which is the federal newspaper, to give us notice, legal notice, what they are going to do to us. And in that Federal Register, these agencies are operating under rules and rules are government and regulations is us.
And they are literally letters of marque. The Imperium gives them seal to engage in piracy, to engage in forfeiture against the slave enemy. Just like when the Soviets took over, they called everyone rebels and then gave letters of marque to their agents. It is, you are the enemy of the government. They have sent forth armies to eat out your substance. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 9, 2008. Gold opened at $921.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $948.09, $466.95 for half ounce, and $233.48 for quarter. That's $948.09, $466.95, and $233.48.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Coming up, Ralph Winterud is going to get into CPS. At every hospital, every clinic, they upload with computers by law to the local health department that carries out the eugenics operation under the federal charter. They report on your child. Neighbor's dog bites them, kids are gone. Child breaks their finger playing peewee football in front of witnesses, CPS is coming. Doesn't matter. Then, once they get them in the pedophile guild clutches, and we're not joking when I mean that, then the hospitals are not allowed to report on sexual or physical abuse, and that's why they're five times more likely in Fed's own numbers to abuse children. This is the sicko force. I mean, this is a guild of pedophiles. But the globalists do it because they want to break up families, so they contract with the pedophiles to run this. And every state they've been caught, Texas, Florida, with pedophiles running the whole system. It's mainstream news, but the hell force is just increasing. But I want to get back into that later. Right now, Ralph, get into what these agencies are.
Well, what I finally discovered then, when they meet none of the qualifications of a public officer that has discretion, or they meet none of the qualifications of what's called an officer of the United States or an inferior officer of the United States, they're all employees. Now, herein lies the danger. You can't fire them. They don't work for us. You can't hold them accountable. It's almost impossible to sue them. Now, if they all look like they had turbans like out of Iraq or Iran, we'd know what they were. But they're sitting out here, and they're funded by the state or by the feds, and they're all employees, and that's called ministerial duties. They hold no public office. They have no discretion. They are mandated to work by the rules and regulations. That's the only thing that holds them accountable. They are no part of a government. We have no constitutional republic. If people use this word agency, got nothing to do with us. I've researched out the police, like in Alaska, the troopers. They're paramilitary. I heard this guy get up and testify. He says, we're paramilitary, which means they're outside the government. They're just like Blackwater.
Hell, Ralph, he said, Ralph, 2 years ago I saw the head of the Naval War College get up on C-SPAN and say, we work for Wall Street. We don't work for the American people. We work for the global government. I mean, it's just right out in the open now.
Well, it is, but the people are, I'm sorry to say this, but they're illiterate, ignorant, and stupid, and we got a bunch of them that are unfortunately in the stupid area because this is so far-fetched, they won't even consider the truth, the facts. I sit in this court, and I listen to him describe their definition of force, the Alaska State Troopers, is force up until you submit. And he said, we operate under the use of force continuum. Level 1, officer present. Level 2, orders, our military orders. Level 3 is our soft hand techniques. Level 4 is pepper spray. The next level up is we go to batons, and then we go up to guns. And it whatever level.
And that's why worse than Abu Ghraib torture happens everywhere. I have video in Martial Law, my film, with them breaking men and women's arms for not getting up off a sidewalk. And then now in Canada, they say if they catch you without a ticket on a train or a bus, it says you are tasered for punishment And the police chief came out and said, yes, we now punish you. I mean, that's Judge Dredd. They now punish you.
Well, they don't work for us. And right out of the Wasilla police manual I got, it says, we are professionals at making citizens arrest. They have no police power, it says. They have no police power. They're hired guns, just like Blackwater.
By the way, these new auxiliary police in England say the same thing. They say, we're authorized under English common law. But see, then they tell us we can't exercise our common law.
That's true. And the other part of this is, see, they can beat the living daylights out of us. If you touch one of them, you can be charged with a crime. You just touch them. Just touch your finger. I've already tried these things.
It's a wonderland for control freak cowards. They get to rape, kill, abuse, rape children. I mean, folks, when you read about the Texas Youth Commission, where every facility was raping children, making films, having public rape parties, public gladiatorial fights, I mean, just something out of a nightmare. It's just, I call them the hell force, Ralph. I mean, the hell force is among us.
Well, let me tell you this. Right out of the Federal Register, first of all, there's an act of Congress, I think it's 97 or 98, under Clinton, that says they are going to average out the three-year baseline of kids to adopt. There's mandatory requirements for the feds, for if you're in the state program, to get money to adopt. And they give $4,000 for the healthy one, $2,000 for the crippled ones. And that's above the baseline. So every year the baseline keeps increasing. So that's an automatic self-destruct for our families. And number two in the Federal Register.
Let me be clear. The bounty for the number of children that must be kidnapped is increasing. And they just have a cold-blooded bounty. And they go after nice families because CPS has found white trash will blow your head off. Okay. They don't like messing with tough types or criminal types. They like the nice little family that keeps thinking, well, I'm innocent. I'll get my child back someday. And the fat pedophile says, yeah, you'll get him back someday. And you can just see him, big, fat, disgusting, demonic, child-raping, filth from hell. The last, five, six heads of the CPS in Florida have been child rapists. You must be a convicted child rapist to get a job.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
We sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow
through at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut.
I remember
you down.
About 9 years ago, I called into other radio shows crying as I drove home because it really hit me then. It's been quite a journey, you know, that's why I have all this anger. They went down and snatched this woman's baby for no reason and then filed a name from a year before of a 3-year-old child totally separate from her. The reason I got Ralph on is I was listening to his radio show one Sunday here locally in Austin driving, and I heard him talk about in these cases how they file wrong names, they're not even filled out right, the courts aren't real, it's all private contractors, and I have it on tape. I got copies of it. I showed it on my TV show. It's on YouTube, you know, from 8-9 years ago. Mike Hansen got it and re-uploaded it, where imagine for me, I didn't know how bad the government was then. Or this private murder gangs that call themselves government. I mean, they don't even file, they don't even care. They just laugh and file the same case with other people's names. I mean, it's, Ralph, get into the horrors of these people, because for all the crimes of these private agencies carrying us out with the private Federal Reserve with government seal and signet, the stuff happening to the children is the mother load. It's over, what, $1.4 million a year the pedophile ring seizes. But again, it's the bankers carrying out eugenics. They just hire the pedophile rings to carry out the ops. Then the family judges, who aren't real judges, have family centers named after them in the local cities as they sit. It's always the same. It's always a butch-cut demon woman running it with fat Nelly men as their worker bees. It even operates like a hive. Go ahead.
Well, like I say, when we discovered this, it is government-sponsored sexual abuse, pedophilia, because they have, the government is 6%. Florida happens to be one out of every 20 child legally can be sexually or physically abused, and they pay you money for this. That's unbelievable.
This is in all the documents. Give people the details of these state contracts.
Well, these are, they're called cooperative agreements, and for the states, they have one with a court, and the judge is bound to, he's supposed to abide by the regulations so that everybody gets their cut of the money. And the sheriff has a contract, it's cooperative agreements, usually it's with the county commissioners, he is an independent contractor, and to get away from the liability part of this under the 11th Amendment, what the state does, like in Florida and everywhere, they will hire, like the YMCA down there, they hire them as an independent contractor, and they give them goals. You must have this many children in the system. You must adopt out this many children, and if you don't, you could be penalized up to 10%.
And to be clear, they then spied for kids to grab within their own systems. The hospitals, the schools, everything is pedophile ring run, or then they have criminals that just want money, and so they're all spying with a mark on your kids everywhere.
Well, what we found in down there in Florida, they actually have it highlighted in the hospital side. That's part to use because every time you take a child to the hospital, young children, it automatically goes over to the child custody. And they have quotas, so they can just pick and choose what kind of child they want. They find an excuse because there is no excuse to have a bruise or any accident. Every one of them is covered by child custody. So they just come out and say, well, let's see, we need, like Greg's, we need four kids. Oh, they're good kids. This is good stuff here. We can sell them out, which they've already adopted them out, and we get a minimum of $16,000. Actually, in Florida, then, they've also set it up so that if the Florida state employees get them, they get $5,000 or $10,000 per head just to adopt them out. And then, of course, the state gets around and pays for help with the education and the medical. So we take these kids that are in the Christian movement, and in homeschooling, and we're going to reestablish them over on our side.
Yeah, let's be clear. In the state of California, as you know, 3 months ago, ruled that the state court said parents are not parents, It is abusive to not have them in school. They will be taken. Homeschooling is illegal. They said you have to have a teaching certificate to have a child in your own home. And they also say that homeschooling is abuse, even though they're all the top scores. God, this is the hell force. This is the hell force.
Well, there is a root to this particular problem, the root of the tree that produces the poisonous fruit. It started in 1866. And they created a citizen of the United States out of thin air. They just made it up. It was strictly for the Negroes. The Supreme Court has said so. And what they said, now this is pretty astounding. And you can check it out on the Internet, because all my stuff I do is I document.
Now, give out your website. Give out your email.
My email is Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, JustBelly.com. And JustBelly.com is my homepage. And I have a specialist, too, where I put out documents so that you don't have to go look for it.
Tell folks what Just Belli means, or Just Belli.
It means law of war, because they're waging war on the people.
That's right, and they state that. Letter of mark, we are enemy, rebels, and savages to be exterminated. Go ahead.
That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Stated letter of mark. Go ahead.
And the root of the tree that produces this poisonous fruit, all we got to do, everybody's got to look in the mirror. Because most people still don't know that the Federal Reserve has got nothing to do with our government. Well, guess what? A citizen of the United States has nothing to do with our government either. That was created in 1866. It was memorialized in the 14th Amendment in 1868. And then in 1870, they quietly made it so that the blacks were exactly equal to the whites. Of course, everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. Well, what they said.
Blacks were not raised up. Everyone was brought down.
Well, it's a fiction in law. If they said everybody's going to be Santa Claus and we're going to have Rudolph in every garage, we'd say, no, that's not so. But everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. And what it's found today in Title 42, 1981, 82, and 88. And here's what it says. This is astounding. Congress is going to grant you the benefit of to sue and be sued on personal or private and personal property, the right to contract, and to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. Does that sound just a little racist? And that is what a citizen of the United States is. It's still there today in the code. Unbelievable, isn't it? And the Supreme Court said if you take this status, this benefit, you then have no right to any court of law and you have no right to a remedy. That's Babcock.
That's right. It makes you a ward of the state or chattel.
Well, it's like you have a child. You have a child at home. You say, okay, I'm going to get around and give you a dollar, do the dishes. No, you piss me off. I'm not going to give you any money at all. There's no remedy for the child. And that's what we've done. We have surrendered. We have sold our birthright for a bowl of porridge. We've been hoodwinked. And that's our problem today. That's
and the foolish cops and workers that carry all this out are having their water and food and everything poisoned publicly, and they love dying of cancer. They love being slaves. But you know, the average cop is just completely ignorant. They just have no idea what they're part of. Now, not even all social workers, you know, are in the wicked guild. But now they're snatching old people and taking their money. I mean, now it's just, my God, we're in hell.
Well, the thing is, you give people with no accountability to what they perceive as power, and we got Hitlers like Hitler never had Hitlers in Germany. God, there was only one of that sucker in Germany. We got them all over out here because these people, there's no accountability. They just do whatever they want. And they're called agents, and that's why that movie Matrix, because they can just appear anywhere. And when I finally figured this out, we have no government. It's gone, folks. It's because everybody uses the word agency.
Well,
they're
I got news for all the crooks and agencies in uniform who think it's all funny. Your masters are going to hurt you bad. You think you're part of the system, you're going to find out. Keep laughing. Keep laughing. Ralph, here's the problem. At the top of the pyramid, I'm sure you know about all the thousands of admitted chemical, biological, radiological tests on the troops and police and others. They kill our troops all the time for 60 years in test to create other cadres of military that will do the killing just as a test. And it's an admitted declassified fact, and the public can't figure out that, of course, they carried out 9/11. I mean, if our government would irradiate 4,500 children, U.S. children, frying them to death, just to test radiation systems. But they wouldn't kill you on 9/11. I mean, it's a wonderland for psychos, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, it's just like I look for black and white issues, what I call a bright line. Oklahoma City, they had all kinds of video cameras. You know what's missing in Oklahoma City? There's no hole in the ground out in front, so therefore there was no fertilizer bomb. It's all a freaking lie.
And they won't release the videos, and the FBI that's seen it say that it was multiple.
No, these are the TV camera videos of all the different, out of the helicopters. They were flying around, the holes.
I know those. I agree there's no hole. I agree. I'm saying, but then the close-up videos they seized, yeah.
Now you go to 9/11, the Pentagon. There's no plane. There's no motors, and there's no people. And the towers, there's never been a steel building come down yet, and two of them came down in the same day within hours, and then the other building, 7, you can see it go down, and we listened to Dan Rather or other idiot.
The Gardasil vaccine admittedly kills people. They admit it in their own insert. It says this gives you cancer, this kills you, and they run out and inject themselves. Have you heard the latest? They're going to put 3 to 8-year-olds on statin cholesterol drugs?
Oh, God.
I mean, it's hell force, ladies and gentlemen. You understand?
Well, there's two interesting things that I was watching. One is I watched what happened in Texas when they kidnapped, and that's what they're doing. They're kidnapping children for money, for slavery. They kidnap them, hold them for ransom, and they sell them off. The interesting part is what happened in Texas when they took all those children. They filed a mandamus. And a mandamus is to obey your rules and regulations. Now, this is what I've come up with, and this week we are finally attacking the IRS because they must follow their rules and regulations. That's the only thing that holds them accountable. The code laws is a waste of time. That's just the marching orders. The statutes, or they call them statutes, or the state. It's all baloney. They are not bound by it. The only thing the courts are bound by, the only thing the agencies are bound by, the only thing that the agents are bound by is what's published in the Federal Register.
And I know there is some success with that. The problem is that they will only accept that from higher directives of someone higher up the totem pole, and these Mormons had a boatload of money, and the government's so hated now, it was a PR backfire. My whole issue is that they selectively enforce even their own codes and regulations, as you know.
Well, they do, but I've been jerking the judge around here. I provide research and material that I want to fight this, and we've been starting now to jerk these judges around. I've got 2 summary judgments and a killed commercial stuff here in the last 3 weeks. But we're going to see how this plays out, because this is the only thing that binds these people, because they don't work for us.
Now, getting back to the hell force, let's just go over the makeup of the Family Destruction Services. Their own books they take in college say the family's a disease to be eradicated. We provided all those to you. So their job, eradicate the family, break down homeschoolers. They viciously hate Christians. Let's go over that, how that particular mercenary force operates and how illegitimate they are.
Well, like I say, it is because Congress has set this up, and they can target any group that they want to tear apart. Number one, they must tear apart the families. So they have set up the adoption part that we have. It's nothing short of bounty hunting. They offer money for every child. If you get over this amount, you start making money, and that means that these child custody folks, then they can hire more of them. That means your job is secure. So, I mean, these people are they're going to do it. And that's right.
It's growing like a flesh-eating bacteria infection. It's exponentially growing. It's like mold eating a whole loaf of bread. It's like cancer. They're just going wild in our blood.
Well, it's like, the Act of Congress says we take the average of the last 3 years baseline. Now we take the next 3 years. Well, the next year is higher, so that means we have to kidnap more kids to keep our jobs, and so then we do that. So every year it's an automatic setup means that we are going to destroy the family.
That's right. Clinton accelerated that, in 97? Explain that. They have to up the bounty just to get the original money.
Well, right, every year the numbers keep going up, the number of children in the system. Well, of course, if your job depends on kidnapping a child, what are you going to do? You're going to go kidnap them. And where do they find them? They have the schools and they have the hospitals to where they send them the information of any child that had a bruise or anything.
It's worse than that. So Let me give an example. You're at the hospital having a baby. This just happened to me. And I go there because I know the doctor. She's a fan. She's not bad. But the system is. And I've already had three children, so I know how it is. And I'm in there. And she says, oh, hon, will you run this down? The master nurse getting my wife ready to go in. Will you run this file down to the floor next to me? Thank you. And then I leave. I wink at my wife. And the lady says, how is your home? I got plenty of money, plenty of food. That's enough to take your kids right there. Is your husband nice to you? Got a good relationship? You can tell me, honey. And she's right there at a computer hooked into the police. Telling you, not reading your rights, nothing. My wife says, no, we're fine. We're great. We're doing good. And then I come back, and the woman slyly on her power trip, thank you for doing that. She's a bucket of pus because she has to do this for her job. She does it to love it. She's on her own power trip, but something's happening. Now they're going to grab her grandchildren's kids. Now they're not wanting to do it. I talked to other nurses about how horrible it is. They all know what's going on. Some of them are fans. But the point is this is it. You are being reported on everywhere. Go ahead, Ralph.
Well, like a lady that I've been helping here, she was in there, and they took her child for no reason, and they adopted it out. So she had another child down in Montana, and they came in there, and their big issue, well, you've already had one child taken. Now, there's no facts, but we don't think you know how to change diapers either. But the big issue is she happens to be a very large woman, around 300 pounds, so therefore you might damage your child, so therefore we're going to take your child just because of your weight.
And that's what the cashless grid, the cashless tracking system's about. Well, have you heard now they're talking about taking children in England and the parents hug them in public? You have to have a license to hug your children. That's licensing the family. And then also they feed the children curry at age two in the government preschools. The dumb mothers take them in, you know, because it's, quote, free. And I got it in mainstream news. And if the child says yuck when they eat hot food, police are called because that is a racist term to say yuck to spicy food. I'm not kidding.
Well, the other one of the things that we have to look at here is like in Alaska, we had two people got in a pissing match over a tabby. There was a cat in a business. And so they actually had a trial by jury of who's going to get the cat. Now they get around and they take children with no trial by jury and no facts. They just make it up, and then they close the initial hearing off. It does not have any high standard.
How did the cat come into this one?
Well, what I was saying is you can have a cat, and they will have a trial by jury before
yes.
you give the ownership of the cat away. You take children, and there's no trial by jury.
That's right. There's no nothing. And explain, these family courts are literally part of the just outside the – well, here's an example. Here in Austin – Judge Jean Mayer and her designates set up portable buildings at every school. Now, if a child's late to class three times, that doesn't violate state truancy law. They falsely charge you with that, but then have the father sign a form saying your child's on probation for doing something that isn't against the law. And then now you're in the system. See what I'm saying, Ralph?
Well, it's a total overthrow. There's no evidence. There's no anything. And because the people do not understand, don't know how to fight this thing, and they have a belief system that the cop has police power, that these people that walk
stay there. Stay there. We're going to keep talking during the break.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan.
We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Yeah, Ralph Deere in the behind-the-scenes segment. I'm going to have him back up soon, really spend time, maybe get him up with some of the people that have gone through this, Mr. Pound and others. You understand, he goes and fights with the kids CPS has got, where they chain them up and maggots are eating them outside, and they're raping them, killing them, and CPS defends it. This is a group of people that like to rape and torture kids. The eugenicists, that's how CPS started. They set it up because they want to break the family up. But imagine the scum that would do this. Well, that's who gravitates to do it. And, my God, being a carpet cleaner for a summer, I saw a lot of these smaller foster home houses where the kids are on dirty mattresses. You got these dopehead, drug addict, pedophile parents waddling around in the house. And I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle it. These bastards rule. They suck our blood, and they're going to go to hell. I know you're evil, you murdering bastards. Ralph Winterud, give out your website, spell it out, and we're going to have you up again soon.
Yeah, it's Just Belli. It's a Latin word. J is in Jack, J-U-S, and then like a bell, bravo. It's J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com, and my email is Ralph at JustBelli.com.
All right, I want to set you up next week for 2 hours, and maybe I'll stick a rag in my mouth or something. I just want to back you up, and everything you're saying is true, to talk about how to fight these bastards, because you found some good, effective ways to do it. And I'm going to be getting George Gordon and a lot of the people on to try to get people some solutions. Thanks for coming on with us.
Okay, thanks for having me, and we'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. Folks, do not be in Florida, Michigan, California, New York State. I mean, they supply kids to drug testing, and pesticide testing in those states. Texas is bad. And God help us, I wish what I was saying wasn't true. We're out of time. I want you to stay with us, though, because without these sponsors, we wouldn't exist. One of them is Interfood, and Interfood's really great stuff. It's the best green food out there. I saw my wife taking it this morning. Two little scoops, 20 superfoods. Spirulina, Corella, wheatgrass, barleygrass, kelp, dulse, 14 other things, unpasteurized, so you get full absorption in your intestines and your stomach of the trace minerals and the vitamins. They got the green food, the healthy coffees, they got so much more. I don't plug something unless I believe in it. Go to InfoWars.com, link through on the banner to get 10% off, because by clicking through, it gives you the automatic discount from InfoWars. That's how that works. They have a little cookie that does that, so you get 10% off when you go to that subpage, or is it a subpage? I'm not sure how it works. Is that a cookie or just a subpage to get the discount? I don't know. The point is you get the discount, and at InfoWars.com by linking through to Interfood.com, or tell them Alex Jones sent you, 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238. And then, of course, there's also the great folks at eFoodsDirect, eFoodsDirect.com. and they are the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. With all these uncertain times, the main way the criminals running things will control you, if they want, is have a depression and shut the food off and make you come to their centers. It's for make work to get your food, so don't let these slugs and pieces of control freak garbage with all the well-meaning idiots that work for them have their way with you. Be sure and give the folks a call at eFoods Direct. They've got a free brochure, a free audio and video DVD to find out more about their fine products. 800-409-5633. Call and get the free videos or see them online on their website at eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I love all of you. I want to rally you against the tyranny that is upon us, that is attacking us everywhere. Only a blind, deaf, dumb, and blind person would not be aware of what's going on. None are so blind as those that have eyes and will not see. I'm telling you, I've seen stuff that just is off the charts insane. It's only getting worse. It's getting crazier than I even thought. They're poisoning you. They're attacking you. They're your dumb servants out there. They're attacking you, you idiots. Just repent of your evil, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission with incredible guests after incredible guest on banking. Everything else starts now at Infowars.com on audio, restreaming. Get the free podcast. Get Truth Rising. Fight the New World Order. Educate everybody. Infowars.com!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You are listening to GCN.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has now...